This is North Shore High School Football. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns. And today in our opener for 2016, it is Gloucester High School here at Manning Field and Lynn against Lynn Classical High School. It's game one, each team coming in with 0-0 records. Tony Zarelli brings his team in from Gloucester. They had a great 9-2 season a year ago. However, they lost 9 out of 11 starters off of last year's team, but are returning one of their top running backs in Christian Sanfilippo. He rushed for 1,043 yards a year ago, closing in on the school record, but he does have over 1,000 yards to go for that. Meanwhile, Classical High School hoping to rebuild after a tough season a year ago. What's interesting is the keys for both of these two teams are very similar. They've got to rush the football and then attack on defense. That's our preview look at today's game. Up next, the coaches. Tony Zarelli from Gloucester High School and Tim Phelps from Classical High School. Stay with us right here on MSONewsSports.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for a reliable place to produce your team's uniforms or your business's corporate apparel? Then Sarkisian Sportswear is the place for you. Conveniently located on Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass., Sarkisian Sportswear handles all aspects of your needs, from price quoting to providing visual proofs to production completion. Visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials, vendor catalogs, and to request a quote. Remember, Sarkisian Sportswear is the place to go.
Take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
This game is brought to you by the Institution for Savings, your local community bank since 1821, with great rates, great service, and great people. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years with quality products and service, located in Lynn and at HarringtonTrophy.com. Moynihan Lumber, of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. The Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. Click on their banner on our website to access their respective news and sports coverage. MSONewsSports.com. MSO Radio.
Time now for Fisherman's Forecast, brought to you by the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Rogers Street in Gloucester, along with the Blue Collar Lobster Company, with Gloucester football coach Tony Zarelli. And coach, here it is. This is it. Lynn Classical again. I think this is the third or fourth year in a row you guys have to open up with them.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, you look at your schedule and you're like, wow, there's so much football before the first week of the season. And then before you know it, it's upon you. And you're scrambling to get things in and make sure we know what we're supposed to be doing, make sure we know our assignments. So, you know, we'll be working a lot this week, getting the right people in the right spot, and hopefully it works out well for us.
Well, 3 weeks have gone by so quickly, and I don't know, what have you learned? Are there questions that have been answered so far?
We've definitely answered some questions. We have pretty much a younger team this year. We graduated a lot of seniors last year, so we came in looking for some young kids to really step up and step into some important roles. And I think we found some along the offense, along the defensive side, and some of these, you know, these upperclassmen are really stepping into a more of a leadership role, which is nice to see. So it's a work in progress, but we're going to continue to work at it and continue to make progress on it.
What do you do in scrimmages, and how many have you had? Give me a little summary on how the scrimmages have gone.
Yeah, for the last couple of years, we've only had two scrimmages. We scrimmage usually the Wednesday and the Saturday before the first week. I know a lot of teams scrimmage the Saturday prior to that, and they get three in. We just find that, you know, we really work our kids hard, and putting them in three scrimmages tends to wear on them. So we go with two, and, you know, we look for progress in each. And I think what happened, you know, we got into Triton. We'd never seen Triton before. It's the first time we'd scrimmage them. We usually go up to Chelmsford and do, like, a quad scrimmage. So it's the first time seeing them. So I think offensively, we played really well in that scrimmage. I think defensively, we found where we were lacking and where we were making a lot of mistakes, and we were able to come back and correct a lot of those. I thought against Peabody this week, Peabody is a big, tough team, and I thought we played a lot tougher defensively. There's still, you know, breakdowns, which there always will be, and those are the things we'll be correcting this week. And offensively, I thought we moved the ball well. You know, the Peabody scrimmage is always tough because it's only, you know, 5 days before your next game, right? So you got to really be careful with who you're playing, how much you're playing them. So, you know, we played a lot of our twos a lot and a lot of our threes, and we really held off on a lot of the reps with the ones because we kind of know what some of these kids can do. Mm-hmm. Peabody's kind of to fill out the depth chart, and if you still have questions on the ones, especially on the offensive line, really make them work for it.
What'd you get out of the clinic that you had before the actual practices began, I believe, with two other schools, Manchester, I can't remember the other one, but what'd you guys get out of that one?
Yeah, Northeast Regional Tech. It was, it's probably the best thing we've ever done, you know. We've never done anything like that, and you always hear these other teams. I know, you know, Beverly and Marblehead, they always have, it used to be high school player development, whatever the abbreviation was, but that never suited us because, you know, the offenses that they talk about doing, there's a lot of spread stuff and a lot of different types of stuff, so in the off season, I actually met with Coach Ayers at Northeast Regional Tech quite a bit, and we talked about doing a wing T clinic where we just taught wing T stuff. We just put in the first couple of plays in each series, and with the Manchester coach coming over, we just kind of reached out to him because we knew he was coming over from Beverly. We knew he ran the wing T, so Jeff decided, you know, he'd come on board as well. So we got three teams. So it was supposed to be four. Couldn't find a fourth team. Maybe next year we'll get a fourth team down here. But it gives you 3 days to install your system and really work on the fundamentals with these kids. And that's really what it's about. It's about working fundamentals, not only with your players, but with players from three different schools. It also helped my coaches, I thought a big part of it was getting my coaches to see what other coaches taught, how other coaches taught, how they coached it. And I say taught because it is. You're teaching them, right? You're not coaching them at that point. So it's a lot of teaching, a lot of and it's good to see other coaches and their mentality and how they run things.
It's your fifth year now?
As head coach?
Sixth year. Okay. You seem a little more relaxed, and I'm just wondering, in preparation, you got all this preseason preparation, I'm sure, for it begins after Thanksgiving. Yeah. And how much different is it for you now, Tony, in terms of, I don't know, stress, in terms of throwing stuff away, bringing new stuff in? What's that like for you?
Well, to be honest with you, I think when I first started my first 2 years, I made a lot of mistakes. I tried to do a lot on my own, and I feel like now we've had a coaching staff that's been pretty consistent for the last 3 or 4 years, and I rely on them a lot. I rely on them a lot defensively. I rely on them a lot on special teams, and I think finally it's come to the point where, you know, I feel like I don't need to do it all, and I shouldn't have felt that way in the past, but I feel like, you know, a new coach, sure, you feel like you want your hand in everything, and when you have your hand in everything, you don't master anything. So I try to really, you know, push work to these other guys, and they've really stepped up, and I'm really, really excited. I got a young coaching staff. They're working hard. They're working at it, and, you know, they need a little guidance, but that's what the head coach is for.
Well, prior to the first game of the season, we generally ask our head coaches about their staff. Can you name the guys you have?
Yeah, Coach Anderson, former player. He's running the defense this year, kind of taking it over. He started, you know, this winter. He does all the weight room stuff, and he really got interested in the defense, and I asked him just to take the lead defense coordinator. So that's Coach Anderson. Coach Walsh is a longtime coach. Been with us. I mean, he coached me when I was here. He, you know, started in the 80s, I think, here, and he's back this year helping out with the defense, coaching linebackers. Coach Ladoff coaches the secondary. He's been with me for a while. You know, he's another one that has been here a long time, was one of my coaches. Coach Fosbury has really taken over the special teams. He coaches the D-line. He's a hard worker. He's been with me since the beginning. Him and Coach Anderson were my freshman coaches when I first started as head coach, and they've moved their way up the ranks. We have two coaches at the freshman level, Coach Lepresi and Coach Avila. Coach Lepresi, a former head coach in Malden, and Coach Avila was a former player here, quarterback on the 2010 Super Bowl team. And then, you know, I got volunteers, and the staff doesn't work without volunteers who just come in every day and bust their butt. You know, Coach Stewart, is indispensable. He's a former quarterback here, knows the offense better than most people. You know, him and I go back and forth on the offensive plays, play calling. He's indispensable. I got Coach Smith, former running back for us, coming back. I got Coach DeMaio, who was a split end, former captain. I got my brother, Coach Zerilli, who will help out with the offensive line. Oh, man, I'm probably missing somebody. Coach Galan helps us. I got a lot of coaches that come, you know, and help out, you know, but it's good. They each have their own message to send. They each see things a little bit differently, which really helps.
All right, a couple more quick questions. I know it's you know, we haven't even played a game yet, but maybe you could mention your captains.
Yep, Nate Young, who's our quarterback, safety, good, well-rounded kid. He's in Docksiders. He plays basketball. He plays baseball. He's just a good, well-rounded athlete. Christian Sanfilippo, who's our running back, returning running back from last year, who's the first junior to ever rush over 1,000 yards for Gloucester. Jermaine Edwards, who's our fullback, middle linebacker. Just a good, solid kid, good, solid football player. And Eric Cameron, who is our split end outside linebacker, who actually played a lot both ways for us last year. He's one of the only kind of returning two-way starters for us, coming back from last year's team.
Christian Sanfilippo was not a starter last year in the first couple of games. What did he do to impress you, Tony? Because he just took off after that.
Yeah, that was my mistake. It was actually started his sophomore year. You know, we started getting him a lot of reps his sophomore year towards the end of the season, and impressed me right away. He runs low to the ground, tough to tackle, hits the hole hard. As soon as he gets his shoulders north and south, he's gone. You know, and he's deceptively fast for his size. You know, he gets into that open field and he can really pull away from people. So he's just a good ball carrier, good runner. He blocks well. And that's something we're looking for him to do a little bit better this year, is really block for his other guys. And he's doing it. He's really showing me that he can block on ISO. He can block down on sweeps. He can do a lot of the things, and catching the ball out of the backfield. That was really his weakness last year. He's worked on it all summer and he's really catching the ball well.
Finally, Coach, Tim Phelps, Lynn Classical, big game, always a great game between Classical and Gloucester, no matter what division who is in.
Yep. It's always a battle. Always a battle. And I told my guys, you got to be ready for it. It's going to be physical. It's going to be nasty. It's going to be hard. You're going to be sore after the game. Probably not going to want to walk. But they always come to play. They're big again. You know, their line's huge. And they, you know, they put these little, you know, quick backs behind it, and they're hard to find. So they switched their offense around, I guess, again this year. You know, they went more spread last year. Now they're back to the old school pound the football, similar to what Peabody runs with their I formation, similar to what we run with the wing T. You know, they're going to pound the ball, pound the ball, pound the ball, and then hopefully catch you sleeping on a pass.
All right, good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
Gloucester Coach Tony Zerilli with Fisherman's Forecast, brought to you by the Gloucester House Restaurant. I'm Rick Moore.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of
the Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. And I mentioned that admission is free from September 6th through the 30th. We have new hours, too. Visit us Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com. The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
A honeydew iced cappuccino or an iced mocha madness? I can't decide. I'll flip a coin. Heads means iced mocha madness. Tails means iced cappuccino.
Sir, you don't need to flip a coin. We've combined our iced mocha madness and our iced cappuccino to create our new iced mocha cappuccino.
That's flipping awesome.
Introducing Honeydew's new mocha cappuccino. It's your two favorite drinks combined into one tasty treat. Stop by your local Honeydew today on Canal Street in Salem, on the Linway, and Western Avenue in Lynn, or Eastern Avenue in Malden. Get yours today only at Honeydew.
This is MSO, NewSports.com. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Lynn Classical head football coach Tim Phelps. And Tim, as far as returning players for Classical, what do you have coming back this year?
We've got our quarterback back, Matt Lauria. He's the senior captain. Another senior is Marcus Rivera. He'll play running back, defensive back for us. We're looking for kind of big things there from him. We got a couple guys up front that we actually have a lot of guys up front who saw time, you know, here and there, a couple games here, a couple games there. But primary returners are probably Javian Delgado. He's a two-way lineman for us. He's a junior, and also Noah Morse, who started D-line for us all basically all last year, and he's back two-way lineman as well.
The game this Friday night against Gloucester, how do you see that game shaking out?
Well, I think it'll be a good contest. I think relatively close styles in what we're trying to do, trying to run the ball, and, you know, hopefully play good defense. It's been a great rivalry over the past couple of years. It's been back and forth. They won last year. They beat us big last year, but we beat them the year before, and it's kind of been back and forth for a couple of years. And it's down in Lynn, which is a good thing. Part of a doubleheader, so it's a lot of excitement in the city, and hopefully, you know, we play well.
Tim, if you give me some other names on offense and defense, key players that you're going to be counting on for Friday's game.
Sure. I mean, offensively, we've got a couple running backs that we expect to get a lot of time. We've got sophomore Chase Bono. We've got a junior Melvin Nieves, Marcus Rivera as well as a senior. We'll switch those guys kind of in and out. Defensively, we've got David Bernard, who's a sophomore, but he started last year for us, a linebacker. We've got a couple D linemen, Alberto Cerrito, who's a senior. We hope he can do good things for us. Rick Keogh's a junior, so we're looking for a lot of guys to kind of step up and see what they have.
Now, I know you scrimmaged Everett last weekend.
Seems like the buzz of the state. Everyone seems to hear that one.
I didn't repeat the score, but I'll be honest with you, the score wasn't all that bad, all things considering.
No, I mean, there's always, you know, coming out of that game, we've been scrimmaging Everett for a long time, and we feel like it's a good scrimmage. It gets our speed especially up. It's a chance for us to see who's got some toughness in them, who's got some compete level in them, and things like that. So that's what we really want to see. We want to see guys who want to go out there and compete against one of the best teams in the state. We think they're, you know, looking at them, I know they had a down year for Everett last year, and I think they're going to be much improved this year. But, you know, we had some good things, we had some bad things, but, you know, we were overall relatively satisfied with the film.
So you're saying you kind of kicked them around in the scrimmage a year ago? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they had a down year last year for them, which is 5-5, which is, you know, a lot of teams would like that, but I think they'll be one of the premier teams in the state
against good competition. Finally, Tim, what areas of the game? I know we talk about this from time to time. What areas do you think have come together so far early on, and where do you look for improvement?
Well, I think our defense has come along. I don't think we're quite where we want to be as far as just fundamentals and you know getting off blocks and making tackles and angles and all that good stuff. I don't think we're quite where we need to be. I'm happy with the improvement over the couple scrimmages we had. Offensively, it's coming together. We seem to have a little better rhythm in our offense, and that's always a good thing. You know, I think offense is all about rhythm, and if you can find that rhythm and you know, tempo and whatever else you need to do, I think that's half of the problem. So I think we're getting there. We'll see how we are Friday.
All right, Tim, always good talking with you. Best of luck Friday.
Thank you.
Tim Phelps, head football coach at Lynn Classical High School, with us on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Bradford Tavern Restaurant in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week. The restaurant features two separate function rooms, ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com. We hope to see you soon at the Bradford Tavern. The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities, because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
This game is brought to you in part by the Gloucester House Restaurant, offering the freshest seafood right off their boats to your plate. Sarkisian Sportswear, delivering quality team and corporate apparel, located on Route 1 South in Peabody, and at SarkisianSports.com. Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts, preserving Lynn's past and promoting Lynn's future at 590 Washington Street. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance, delivering complete peace of mind. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for estate planning and tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, Rantoul Street, Beverly. Honeydew Donuts of Lynn, Salem, Malden, and East Boston.
Getting ready for the kickoff of this afternoon's game between Lynn Classical High School and Gloucester. We're on radio and live streaming video today from Manning Field in Lynn. Gloucester getting ready to kick off from left to right. They've got the white uniforms, the maroon helmets. They'll be kicking to our right side to Classical High School. I'm Bill Newell, along with Tim Kearns, and thanks so much for joining us here on this very first game of the 2016 high school football season. Chris Kessentry to kick off for Gloucester from left to right. Straight on kick, coming down over the middle, fielded at the 18-yard line and dropped there by Classical High School. Picked up, run back out over the 20 to about the 28-yard line. Chase Bono, the returner, the sophomore, 5'10", 175 pounds, and that's exactly where Lynn Classical High School will start. Inside their own 30.
Bill's a veteran of 21 years of teaching in Gloucester. I can pronounce just about every name that you can find that you might have trouble with. You can always ask me as a...
I will.
I can use me as a reference point.
I will use you as a... I will refer to you frequently as a reference point here tonight for sure.
And I've seen one that you're going to need help with right away. That is pronounced Shimitaro.
No, I know that one.
Okay.
That's Shimitaro. That's one that I know. Matt Loria, the classical quarterback, hands off into the line. And the Rams get 1 yard out to the 29-yard line. The ball carrier there, Marcus Rivera. Loria, as Tim was saying just before we went on the air, he's been around for a while. He's a senior, 6-foot, 200-pound quarterback. The offensive line, Jason Ruiz at center, Noah Morris and Javier Delgado are the guards. Nick LaBella and Alberto Sarita are the tackles. Halfback set to the left side. That's Rivera in motion. The run is back inside. No gain. Gloucester defense coming up strong here. Chase Bono also on offense. Melvin Nieves, Rick Keogh, Chauncey Williams, David Barnard at tight end, Eric Montoya and end as well for Coach Tim Phelps in classical. Pushback inside the 30 to the 27, where it'll be third down and 11.
Yeah, number 51 lineman Alan Tam. Right, great penetration, and you ran right into the quarterback as the quarterback elected to keep the ball on the option and head up the field. But, again, met right at the line, just behind the line of scrimmage, and a good short tackle. Then Gloucester gang tackled on top of it.
Loria out of the shotgun with wide outs each way. Takes the direct snap, fires over the right side. Its ball is tipped there by Mark Smith, the sophomore. Put his hand up, the secondary guy stepping up. Ryan Gabriel, Jake Russell, and Tony Petrilli are the D-line for Gloucester High School. Linebackers Eric Cameron and Carlos Hernandez. And that secondary, Matt Smith, Mark Smith, Juan Pena Ortiz, and Christian Sanfilippo. And it's time for Classical High to punt on fourth down. They got a minus 1 yard in this first possession. Good snap, punt very high and short off the foot of Marcus Rivera. Fair catch called for by Gloucester in classical territory at the 48.
Yeah, Melvin Nieves took kind of a risk. He could have let it drop. He was inside classical territory. He elected to catch it, did a good job controlling the ball, and sets up Gloucester. Again, excellent field position. Gloucester coming off a 9-2 season last year, Bill. Lost a lot of seniors, lost a bunch of starters, but they feel they've got enough talent coming back and enough new players stepping up that they should have another solid season. Classical, again, looking to rebound from an offseason last year. And this would be a big feather in the cap if they could knock off Gloucester this opening game, avenging a 27-0 whitewash last year.
Nate Young is the quarterback for Gloucester High School. Handoff, run play to the left side, big run there. I think this is Edward coming around left end. He goes out of bounds, apparently, down on the left sideline inside the 20 at about the 15-yard line. But that's a big, big gainer, taking it all the way from the 48 down to the 15-yard line. It's a first down for Gloucester.
Yeah, you know, I don't know Edwards personally in school. I haven't had him in class, but I've seen him in the hallways. And I'll tell you, he's a solidly built young man, and he demonstrated his speed and strength as he got to the outside and turned it up along the sideline, just getting bumped and losing his balance and stepping out of bounds. But Gloucester, again, inside the red zone, just outside the 15-yard line.
I think that's 33 yards for number 33, Edward. Ball to the 15-yard line. First down for Gloucester in classical territory. One possession, one big run. Scoreless game, first quarter just underway. Young, the quarterback, hands off to the wing, coming back near side right. That's Christian Sanfilippo. He is met after a yard or two gain. A good defense there by Classical. Jermaine Edward in the backfield, Christian Sanfilippo, Mark Smith, tight end Ollie Emerson, Eric Cameron and seeing end action. The offensive line, Chris Cassatari. At center, Kyle Aquapel at guard, Damian Brown at another guard, Carlos Hernandez at tackle, Ryan Gabriel at the other tackle.
We'll make it easy, Aquapel.
Aquapel?
Aquapel.
All right, thanks. Here's Young at quarterback, second down 8, spins, hands off to the fullback right behind him. That's Edward inside the 10, pushing to the 6, down to the 5, down to the 4, and it's a first down if he's inside the 5-yard line.
1, 2, 3, he dragged 3 classical defenders almost 6 yards from the point of contact as he just lowered his shoulders and he just drove forward and just continued to move the pile. That was a great show of physical strength.
Yeah, Edward, number 9, for 9 yards there. First and goal for Gloucester. First quarter here, Classical High School and Gloucester. No score. Cassantari out over the ball at center. Edward in the backfield takes the handoff there. Goes to the left side, inside the 5, down to the 3, possibly to the 2.
Again, Ed was met just out beyond the line of scrimmage by one of the classical linemen. And, again, he just pulled him backwards for another 3-4 yards.
Well, we have a big night of high school football coming up. We'll tell you about it here in just a moment. Our second game here with radio will find Swampscott at Lynn English playing for the Blydell Cup. That's a 7:30 kickoff here from Manning Field. Second down and goal from the 2-yard line. pushing it in.
Edwards.
Edward for the touchdown.
And he went in. He went in standing up. That was just student body, straightforward, not right or left, Bill, but simply straightforward. The whole offensive line just shouldered up and just pushed on the Glasgow defensive line, and Edwards just slid off the right side and walked into the end zone. So Gloucester first drive, handful of plays, put six on the board. Coach Zerilli will be very pleased with the showing of the offense on that particular drive. It was very sharp. Everybody hit their blocks. The runners made positive yardage with every play.
Attempting the point after kick with Nate Young, the quarterback, holding. And the kick by Casantari is up, and it is good.
Whoa, that's something you don't see much from a Gloucester team. Is kicking the extra point. And again, Coach, another phase of the game that Coach Tony Zerilli early on in this game can be pleased with.
Absolutely. Well, our other game tonight that is on Channel B will kick off at 7 o'clock tonight. Danvers playing host to Winthrop. This will be the opening of the brand new Deering Stadium. Fabulous new facility where the old one was, but it's all been redone in the last year, and it'll be the first football game there. It's tonight. Rick Moore, Paul Ingram will be on hand for that one on Channel B tonight, and then Saturday afternoon tomorrow we have Wakefield at Beverly. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff. All four of these games live, of course, including this one, Classical in Gloucester, here on MSO News Sports. And I got word from Andrew Nicastro, who's working with us here again this year, that our app is now available, not for the Apple products, but for if you have an Android. You have an Android there, don't you, Tim?
Yes,
you can now download our app. In fact, why don't you do that tonight? Download our new MSO, or More Stuff Online, app. It's now available, from what I understand. So Casantari and his Gloucester Fishermen leading 7-0 to kick off to Classical High School. Kick fielded at the 17-yard line there by Classical's Melvin Nieves. Here he comes, bouncing off from the left side. A flag is down. He's inside Gloucester territory to the 40, to the 20, to the 10, and going in all the way, but there is a flag down, and you'd think that this is coming back.
Yeah, it looks like there was block in the back right around the 43, 44-yard line of Gloucester. This is going to end up coming back across midfield, Bill. I tell you, Nieves found a seam very quickly, but it was a low-lying drive by Casatari, which Nieves took chest high, two hands, and just bolted. And he actually ran past his line of blockers just as they were beginning to engage the Gloucester defenders, and found a seam and just hit down the right-hand side. But again, one of the Classical wide people got a little bit anxious, and one of the Gloucester defenders turned his back, and he got pushed down. So that block in the back is bringing it back to the just inside the 49-yard line, towards the 48 of Lynn Classical. That's where they'll start their second drive.
Jeez, where the flag was dropped, which was just outside the Gloucester 40. I'm almost thinking that Nieves was beyond that, the violation almost, the way you explained it too. Tim.
He just about was. He was just going past him, and the Gloucester defender was turning, and he got pushed down, so he got the block in the back, and, you know, an unfortunate penalty for sure for Classical.
But nonetheless, it actually gives him very good field position because of the return itself was dynamite. So they have a first down at their own 49-yard line, do the Rams. Second possession. It's a direct snap back to Rivera, and he busts it down the left side. He's got a first down inside the 40, down to the 35, maybe the 34 of Gloucester. Direct snap came back to Marcus Rivera, and he ran instead of quarterback Matt Loria.
Yeah, he went. He was off to the left of the quarterback of Loria, and again he had the edge. Gloucester. I noticed in that first Classical possession, the Gloucester linemen were pinching the middle and driving straight up the field, and Classical caught them in that same defense, and so the left-hand side was wide open, and he busted it quickly for a big gain.
A 17-yard gain. They got a negative one on their very first possession. This is the second Classical possession of the game. We're in the first quarter. Gloucester is leading here 7-0 here on MSONewsSports.com. Loria, the quarterback, takes a direct snap. Keeper runs off the right side of the line inside the 35 to about the 33, about a two-yard gain for Loria. Baseball player. Didn't really get a chance to... Well, we did set, I guess, the Gloucester offense and defense and so on. in the first possession. Offensive line, Jason Ruiz over the ball at center for Classical High School. Noah Morris and Javier Delgado, the guards. Alberto Sarita and Nick LaBella, the tackles. Everyone tight here. Wing to the right side is Melvin Nieves. Halfback set off to the left side is Chase Bono from Loria, who throws on second down, down on the right side. Man open, caught at the 9-yard line, run down to the maybe the six. The receiver down there is Melvin Nieves.
Outstanding pass, Bill. Laid it right over the top of the defender. The defender wasn't looking back. Nieves had his eye on the ball. Didn't give any indication that the ball was coming his way until it was almost over the defender's head, and then he just reached out, ran right underneath it. And again, Glenn Glasgow inside the 10-yard line at the 6.
Yeah, first down and goal there for Glasgow High School, moving the ball on this possession. Loria lining up, hands off to Bono, coming to the middle from the wing right spot. Maybe a yard down near the 5-yard line, starting at the 6. It'll be second and goal for Classical at the Gloucester 5. You mentioned a little surprise in Gloucester kicking the ball. I think Classical has struggled kicking, too, if I remember correctly from the past. But we'll see how they what they have up, if they were able to put a point up on the board. 5 minutes, 17 seconds to play, first quarter. There is a nice breeze here, by the way. It's warm. I mean, the temperatures were around 90 degrees this afternoon on this first football or high school football weekend of the fall. Out over the ball. See, we have another center in there right now for Classical High School. Ruben Ruiz is over the ball at center. Loria, the quarterback, hands off to Nieves to the right. To the goal line, bounces outside, and he's down near the 1 or 2. I think forward progress will give him the 1.
Yeah, but looking at the far official, the far linesman, he's just outside of the goal line. Gloucester denied him. They gang tackled him as he was aiming for the end zone. And again, a strong surge backwards, dropping Nieves just outside of the end zone.
Yeah, statistically they call that the 1-yard line, but the ball is resting just outside the goal line. Ruiz, Jason Ruiz, is back over the ball at center this time. So here is Matt Loria at quarterback. Hands off there to Bono. Hits off the right side of the line. No indication. He did not go in. Coach Tim Phelps with the headphones on the sidelines giving the touchdown call, but that didn't seem to persuade any of the officials with the stripes out on the field. Tim Phelps, head football coach at Classical High School. Tony Zarelli, head coach at Gloucester. So now it's fourth down and goal. Loria, the Classical quarterback, with 3 minutes, 47 seconds showing on the first quarter clock, gets his team out there. Tight end set to the right side is Eric Montoya. Strong side right, but the run is to the left side, back inside to the goal line, and in for a touchdown.
So Lynn Glasgow responds in a very positive fashion, thanks to a very good kickoff return after the Gloucester score, and they're an extra point away from tying or a two-point conversion away from taking the lead.
Melvin Nieves with the 1-yard touchdown. And the point after kick. Ball is teed up. The kick is up. And it's to the uprights, but wide right. There's a whistle, though. Let's see if there's a flag. Offside call against Gloucester. Offside call. Ishmael Johnson was the kicker. Johnson, number 6 out there. So Classical will get another crack at the extra point. A little bit closer to the uprights, and they'll try it again. Johnson to attempt the kick straight on, uprights to our left. 7-6 game, Classical trailing by a point. The snap is up, the ball is teed up. This kick high and stronger, but it's no good. So the kick fails. And we are at 7-6. Other games going on tonight on the North Shore. Archbishop Williams traveling to Salem today. Marblehead will host Walpole, Peabody hosting Triton, Revere traveling to Medford, Saugus is at Austin Prep. Masconomet is home tonight, hosting Melrose in a non-league game. Ipswich at North Reading, Hamilton Wenham at Bishop Fenwick. Manchester by the Sea hosting Northeast. There's a post up there with their head coach on MSO News Sports on our website. Manchester hosting Northeast tonight, 7 o'clock. Linfield at Newburyport tonight. Mike Levine, the new head coach at Newburyport, with his first game there tonight. Essex Tech at Cathedral. Matignon at Georgetown. Tomorrow, Beverly will host Wakefield at 1 o'clock. Haverhill at St. John's Prep at 2. Canton at Pentucket at 1. And right back here at Manning Field tomorrow night, Boston Tech takes on St. Mary's at 7 o'clock. And again, our other games here tonight here on the Channel A, Swampscott, Lynn English, 7:30 from Manning Field here. No video, but with radio. And Winthrop will play at Danvers tonight at 7 on Channel B with Rick Moore and Paul Ingram. 7-6 our score. 3 minutes, 31 seconds to go, first quarter. Now Classical to kick off to Gloucester after their touchdown, but the Rams trail by the 1 point.
I'm going to have to get with Andrew to get the MSO app.
You're not able to download it. That's why you went away for a while. He's down. Okay.
I can't find it.
Well.
I was absorbed in trying to find the app.
Here's a kind of a low ground ball kick on the kickoff fielded by Gloucester. No at the 34. Had his receiver had his knee down at the 34-yard line, and that's where Gloucester will take over.
Yeah, I was surprised that the whistle didn't come much quicker because young Mr. Ortiz could have got himself severely hurt. Heading upfield. I had the opportunity to meet Juan Peña Ortiz this afternoon. He had stopped by the nurse's office to cabo up as I asked him. He was getting his medication from the nurse, and I gave him an MSO card to so his family, if they couldn't make it tonight, they could check out the game, and he said, make sure you mention me. So
all right.
He gets his 15 seconds of fame. We can't afford the 15 minutes.
Nate Young, the quarterback, handing off here to Christian Sanfilippo, sweeps the left side out over the 35 to about the 37th, maybe the 38-yard line for a three-yard gain. Well, he was carbing up, huh? And I feel like I would love to be able to give a carb transfusion to a young football player like that at some point. You know what I'm saying? I go out, maybe have a couple of donuts, you know, a cruller or something or other, and then I go into the, you know, they put a needle in me maybe, and I decarb, and I'm doing it for someone else.
Yeah, he was trying to get his blood sugars correct, and so I said, we carbing up here? He goes, oh yeah, but a very very nice spoken young man.
Senior quarterback Nate Young faking, actually handing off inside, then faking back outside and faking back up top as well. The ball carrier is Edward, the senior, 5'8", 185 pounds. He gets a couple more yards.
Nate Young, the senior quarterback for Gloucester, is the president of the senior class. He was in my advanced placement in U.S. history class last year, did very well in the class, and scored a 4 on the AP exam. So congratulations to Nate.
Third down and 4 for Gloucester from the 41-yard line. They're 41. They are leading by a point, 7-6 here late first quarter. This is a run play for a first down. Carrying the football is Christian Sanfilippo. Mentioned in our pregame show, he's a little over 1,000 yards away from breaking the all-time school rushing record, which is held by Connor Russell. That name rings a bell, huh?
Oh, could he run? And he was a bull. He was a bull. He ran shoulders square. His running style was reminiscent, it just came to me, of Larry Zonka. Larry never turned his shoulders. He just went straight through everybody.
He was something to watch, that's for sure. Member of the 2009 Gloucester Super Bowl team, I guess.
Oh, my.
Connor Russell. I'm surprised anyone's even close to him, to be honest with you.
Well,
here's Sanfilippo, rather. Close to a first down, running on first down, rather. Close to getting back to the line of scrimmage. I think he just gets back, no loss and no gain.
I have no idea who's calling me, so I'm not going to answer that. Well, you know, Connor got in the system that they ran with Connor Russell, there were three backs. It was almost a true the wing T. There were three backs, and he was the featured of the three. But he didn't gain 1,000 yards. I don't believe he gained 1,000 yards his junior year, because he didn't. And that's where Sanfilippo has the edge. If he can replicate that and extend it a bit, that's how he'll take down Russell's record.
Here is Mark Smith running near side right, turns the corner up to the down to the 45-yard line, pushed out of bounds just 1 yard short of a first down.
I have young Mrs. Smith in class, too, this year, junior, and very quiet-spoken young man. But again, the loss to play is they can be very calm and polite, mild-mannered, and you put a helmet, a pair of shoulder pads on them, and they turn into these beasts.
But, you know, maybe you should bring your rank book next time and we get some grades on some of these guys. You know what I'm saying? Some quiz scores.
I'm going to relay that.
Some term paper results, something or other. Get some information on these kids from the classroom. Third down and one for the Fishermen at the 44 of Lynn Classical High School. They're leading by a point. And there's a first down run and maybe a little bit more.
Oh, yeah.
This is Smith, or no, this is Edward running down the right sidelines and in for a 44-yard touchdown, untouched.
Well, they got a great block from the tight end to just crash down on the defensive end, and that whole side was open. And once Edward put a little move on the right cornerback, it was Katie by the door, and he was just all by himself. He had one person who could possibly stop him, and the defender had stayed squared up. He didn't turn his shoulders, didn't open up his hips to give pursuit early enough. And by that time, it was too late. Edwards was gone past him, all alone, untouched into the end zone.
Cassantieri to attempt the point after kick. Snaps a little bit high. It's pulled down there by Matt Young, and he puts it up, and it's no good. Kick fails.
I can bring back, next time we do a Gloucester game, I can bring my grade book for last year. And San Filippo was in my Honors World Regions class, and he had a very high A, very intense student, very intense athlete. Again, he has spent a lot of time in the weight room. He is physically strong. And, again, he is focused and determined to have a good year this year.
32 seconds to play first quarter. Gloucester is leading by the 13-6 score. Jermaine Edward with two touchdowns here tonight. The second one, a big 44-yard run. Edward had a big run that really set up their first touchdown as well, about a 33-yard run. So he's had a very good evening so far against Classical High School. Just a few seconds left in this first quarter. North Shore Sports Night airs Monday nights at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. A lot of high school football talk during the fall season. Monday nights at 7 on Channel A here on MSONewsSports.com. Lynn Classical on the near side here with the green uniforms. Gloucester on the far side with the traveling whites and maroon helmets. Nieves in kickoff return coverage way down to our right. Cassantieri's kickoff goes way far side right, and it's grabbed there by Classical High School's Chase Bono. Runs up over the 20 out near the 34-yard line.
Yeah, number 73 was in on that tackle. Chris Cassantieri, the kicker, becomes the tackler. Straight down the field after his kick. It's kind of like the basketball player following his shot.
There you go.
He followed his kick and made the tackle.
Yeah. I like that.
Bill, is there something wrong with you? Are you feeling all right tonight?
I'm fine, yeah. Why?
You've gone the whole first quarter and haven't really unduly insulted me yet.
No, no.
You know, I'm feeling like you're ignoring me. After Monday night's berating on the radio, on the radio show, I figured that was, you know, the first thing you would say to me.
I berated you on the radio. I think that's not right. From the 33-yard line, Classical hands off here and a loss of a yard or 2 yards. Carrying the football for Classical is Melvin Nieves, 1 yard loss.
Yeah, Anthony Petrilli on that tackle for Gloucester. From his defensive end position, got good pursuit, beat his man, and again, 1 yard loss.
Well, Tim, personally, there's the end of the quarter, so I'll pick up on that in a moment here. So we're at the end of the first quarter here on MSONewsSports.com. It's 13-6. Gloucester is leading Lynn Classical right here on MSONewsSports.com.
the Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
If you're thinking of renovating your home, please talk to the experienced sales staff at Moynihan Lumber. That's 82 River Street in downtown Beverly. Or visit us at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO Newsports.com, MSO Radio.
Getting ready for quarter two, Lynn Classical and Gloucester. Manning, Field, and Lynn. Rick, Tim, what I was saying here is that it's the end of the summer, and I'm sad about that in a way, but yet it's 90 degrees today, so that feels like summer. But yet, as sad as I am to see summer come to an end, I'm happy that we'll be working together again this year, this fall. So the seasons are changing, and so it's a lot of mixed emotions.
And so is
here.
Your mood?
In my mood, I'm very moody today, Tim. You know, very, very moody. So just be careful. Here's a reverse coming back to near side. Chase Bono, the ball carrier, carries it out to the 40, short of a first down, but about a seven-yard gain there for Bono.
Nice pursuit by defensive back, number 12, Nate Young. Again, you heard his name on the offense as the quarterback. Good lateral pursuit. And it was a one-on-one tackle along the sideline that if Nate hadn't come up with that sure-handed tackle, that runner was heading a long way towards the end zone.
Matt Loria, the quarterback, seven-yard gain there. Jason Ruiz at center. Noah Morris and Javier Delgado are the guards. Here's a run play. Nieves coming near side right out to the 45. I think he's got a first down. He does, out near the 46-yard line.
I just happen to be focused on Nate Young playing right cornerback on that particular play, and the play came up the middle and started to move away from him, and he did something interesting. He circled back a little bit deeper into the play rather than going right to the tackle where there were a lot of white shirts already. He circled a little bit deeper, anticipating if this guy got through, he was going to need some room to angle a tackle on. And so Nate's very cerebral out there.
Gloucester and Lynn Classical tonight in what is really a non-league game, both Northeastern Conference teams, but they're in two different divisions. Matt Loria takes the direct snap, and on the keeper, the quarterback is submerged for a one-yard loss. Because up in that North Division, you have Classical, Lynn English, Peabody, Marblehead, Beverly, and Danvers. While in the South, Gloucester is down there along with Salem, Swampscott, Winthrop, Revere, and Saugus. So some may be fingering Gloucester as a team that has a real good shot at winning that South title. However, that's putting a lot of pressure on a team that really hasn't taken the field yet this year, other than right now here they're in the second quarter, but because they have lost a lot off of last year's squad. But you might think that they're in a pretty good position, certainly to contend for sure in that NEC South.
Well, you know, I'm so tired of doing the merry-go-round about the leagues, the divisions, you know, the realignments, the playoffs. It's like, you know, I liked it the way it was. I did.
Chase Bono, the ball carrier, the sophomore for a couple of yards. 9:16 to play. First half. 13-6, Gloucester is leading Lynn Classical here tonight. Our second game here, starting at about 7:30 this evening, we'll find Swampscott at Lynn English. And again, up on down on Channel B, or over on Channel B, it is Winthrop at Danvers tonight at 7, with Rick Moore and Paul Ingram. So here's a third and long for Classical from their 46-yard line. They've got third and 10 from the 46. Timeout. Call by Classical High School. So you weren't able to get the app, huh, Tim? The new MSO, New Sports app, which is not available on Apple, but is allegedly available on Android. You know, it's not. I struggle downloading apps too, Tim. So just don't take it personally.
Oh,
you
God,
know what I mean?
I'm just horrible.
There's things that.
See, I put in MSO New Sports app and I don't get it.
You don't put in app though.
Okay, MSO New Sports.
Yeah, put that in.
Nothing's happening.
Well, we have 8 minutes, 39 seconds to go.
And then I'm going to tackle Andrew.
And here is a big third down and 10 for Classical High School in their own territory at the 46. Laurier to throw, rolling out right side, looking, being chased big time, thrown out of bounds as he scrambles back to the line of scrimmage. So it'll be fourth down and 10. All kinds of pursuit there by Tony Petrilli was one of them.
Kyle Kipple was another one, and number two, Oliver Emerson, who I have in class also as well. That is Jake Emerson's younger brother, Jake, an outstanding offensive lineman for Gloucester the last couple of years.
Classical with a fourth down and 10, and appears they're going for it here. Lauria back in a shotgun. You know, he'll punt. And he rolls it down inside the 20. Good punt there by Lauria. Rolling inside the 20 down to about the 17-yard line. No return as the Gloucester defense had to come up and defend. Lauria, for those listening on radio, he did not drop back in punt coverage, but he did just pretty much in shotgun coverage take the direct snap and then just punt it away once he got the snap. A low punt over the linemen and defenders up tight, and he got a nice little roll down to the 18-yard line.
Yeah, he was very close to the to his offensive line when he made that kick. I thought he might, if he was going to attempt that, he might have been back maybe a step or more to give himself some room, but it was just drop it and let it rip. And he got a very good kick out of it. He's, as you said, Bill, a very low-line drive that turned over for him. And lost his stats inside their own 20 at about just inside their 18-yard line. But long drives is something that Gloucester fishermen have excelled in for a lot of years now.
8 minutes, 24 seconds to go in the first half. Here's a run play. Christian Sanfilippo turning the right corner, up for 10 yards, out near the 30-yard line as he started at his 18-yard line. Sanfilippo, let's see, 12 or 13-yard gain. 13-yard gain.
Yeah,
make it a 14-yard gain.
He picked his way along the right to the right side of that right sideline on the other side of the field from us, and he suddenly spotted a gap, and he cut it back up inside and used his ability to accelerate quickly to turn that into a first down run.
To the 32-yard line, it's a first down for Gloucester. They're leading already here, 13-6. 8 minutes clock running to go first half here at Manning Field in Lynn. Gloucester working right to left with the white uniforms and the maroon helmets. Young right up behind center now. Takes the handoff, gives to the fullback who surges to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. He got the handoff very close to the line of scrimmage and couldn't get much farther, that being Edward, the ball carrier. So Edward really nothing on that. 7.5 minutes to play. So again, the fishermen here are in that South Division with Saugus, who's back in the conference, Revere, Winthrop, Swampscott, Salem. Those are the other teams. Of course, next year, those four Greater Boston League teams joining NEC football. A lot of those teams and schools will be integrated into the winter sports season coming up here. Here's quarterback Nate Young back to throw in some trouble. Look out. He's grasped and brought down there. Javier Delgado coming, the junior, coming up from his DN spot and taking him down, chasing him down. It could have been a lot worse than it was. It turns out to be a 1 yard loss.
Yeah, he did a good job of weaving his way from his drop back towards the line of scrimmage before he was finally brought down. I think he was looking for Edwards going down the right sideline, but Edwards couldn't break free of the coverage. Good job by the Classical secondary there.
Third down and 10 for the Fishermen. Backs are divided now behind quarterback Nate Young. Halfback on the left and right, and we have a reverse coming back near second handoff. Carrying the football is Mark Smith coming near side left. Now he cuts upfield from the 35 out to the 37-38. He'll be short of the first down. So it'll be fourth down and five, a five-yard gain there for Smith.
Yeah, there'll be no fake kick or quick kick here. This will be an all-out punt for Gloucester. They won't mess around here.
So a big defensive stop here for Classical. I mean, in the sense that you set them up for a fourth down and five, you don't know what the fishermen have up their sleeve here on fourth down and five. Probably nothing special or crazy.
Hey, they're not sneaky people, Bill.
They're not. They wouldn't do that.
No.
That'd be wrong, coming in here as visitors and treating their hosts that way. And the punt, just it is Casentari booting it away. No return here as they let it roll down inside the 20. Takes a really nice roll to the 11.
Yeah,
what an effective punt.
You could tell the way that was spinning. It was going to turn over nicely for him, and it did. It hit, and he probably got an extra 15, 20 yards out of that roll.
5 minutes, 14 seconds to go. First half, first of two games here tonight. Now, if you're listening on radio, we'll hang in there with us. There'll be a little break in between games, but we'll be back with the Swampscott Lynn English game. And if you're watching on live streaming video, it's just this game that's on the video tonight. And then you can also check out on Channel B the Danvers-Winthrop game from Danvers tonight, 7 o'clock kickoff there. It'll be a ball first down for Classical at their 12-yard line as they come back working left to right here in the second quarter, trailing by the 13-6 score. That defensive group up front, Ryan Gabriel, Jake Russell, and Tony Petrilli for Gloucester High School. Linebackers Carlos Hernandez and Eric Cameron. Quarterback Matt Laurie out of the shotgun, hands off to a running back, sweeping the left side. No gain, maybe a loss on the play. That might have been Malcolm Best or Jesse Young, the ball carrier. Under 5 minutes now to play, first half. How was the first week of school, Tim? Okay?
Hot. I had four fans. I brought another fan in from home. I had a fan in every corner of the room today.
And listening tonight, you have all kinds of fans, Tim, tonight. Yeah.
And so it begins.
All these fans are here for you, Tim. Here's a fake handoff inside. Loria back with a long toss down the right sidelines. A flag is down. The ball's just a little overthrown, incomplete.
I think we're going to get a hold.
Alex Pedro, the intended receiver, also downfield was Eric Montoya, a tight end. See what this flag is. It's in the backfield.
Yeah,
I mean in the defensive backfield.
Yeah, it's going to be a hold on one of the cornerbacks for Gloucester, who was tugging on a shirt of one of the receivers. The receivers were both bunched together in midfield as they were cutting across. And one of the Gloucester defenders gave a little tug and disrupted his rhythm. And the back judge caught it and threw the flag.
Well, in high school, they marked that off from the line of scrimmage and not from the point of the foul, unfortunately. So you don't get those big, big gainers. Mm. So they'll mark off the 10, 15 yards, I guess. 10 yards. Out to the 20, where it'll be, should be a first down here. Yes, first down for Lynn Classical. Now they've got a lot of yards. They've got 80 yards ahead of them and 4 minutes and 22 seconds on the stadium clock, which they are staring at in their face here to our right.
And on the Gloucester sideline, the familiar sights and the shins of linebacker coach Tom Walsh, retired from Gloucester about 5 years now.
Classical wing, left side coming to the right side. That's Alex Pedro. And Pedro gets it out to about the 27, gain of 7 yards.
Tom retired from Gloucester about 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, went to teach at Pope John High School in Everett, assisted the football program there for a couple of years, and last year came back to help out Tony Zerilli, one of his former students and former players. And we're going to need you to show me how to get the MSO app. Yeah, I have no clue.
From the 27, here's Loria, the quarterback, out of the shotgun, out to the 27.
Overall,
we can always do this stuff later, Tim. You know, it doesn't have to be done right now.
I just told my friend I need him, and he grabbed my phone.
Okay.
and it took him 3 seconds to do it.
I hate.
I think you were so close, Tim. You were so close, right there.
I hate guys like that.
Andrew Nicastro takes the phone and like, bing, 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 there's the app right there, all set to go, and it's already downloaded onto his phone, and with 3 minutes to play.
I have the MSO app.
There you go. The new MSO app, not on the Apple phone, the products yet. We're still negotiating with Apple. No, I think it'll happen, but it just hasn't happened yet. It's for Android phones. So here's a third down and two for Clasco. Loria, the quarterback, making the handoff, rolling left, right-hand toss upfield. The catch, the first down for Clasco High School. Chauncey Williams, the receiver, out on the left side, getting it up out over the 40 to about the 43-yard line.
Nice play by Loria as he rolled out and he threw in step up the sideline with Petrilli hot in pursuit of him. And Chauncey Williams did a great job. He opened up his body, Bill, and he allowed the ball to come to him and squared up so that he could accept the ball in. A lot of guys will continue to try to run away from the ball, but he slowed himself down so that he could get possession of the ball before he turned upfield and was tackled. Well done on both sides there.
Yeah, very poised throw, run and throw by Loria, the quarterback. And a good hit by Christian Sanfilippo of Gloucester High School. Here's a run play. Nieves coming to the near side. Nothing. He is smacked down for a loss in the backfield. A variety or a bunch of white uniforms there.
Yeah, Cassateri, Matt Smith among them, as well as Kyle Equipple.
Jake Russell there, too. Jake Russell, I think, might have been like a piece of Velcro on him right away.
Gloucester has played very quick on defense so far in the first half, Bill. I've really noticed that they've been quick off the snap of the ball, quick to make the contact, quick to shed the blocks, and their tackling has been very sure-handed tonight as well.
Second down and 12. Here's a quick toss out on the right side. Bono, the receiver, out to the 40. No gain there. In fact, a loss of 1 yard possibly again. So Classical going to find themselves with a third down and about 13 here from their own 40 or 41. Call it a third down and 12.
Yep. Mark Smith and Damon Brown. Damon Brown is the starting catcher for the varsity baseball team. Big things will be expected of him as he comes back for his senior year. Baseball coach Brian LaFada will be looking to him for leadership.
You know, Tim, I didn't have dinner tonight before the game, and I see the smoke behind the stands on the far side there. I'm thinking those are Whoppers that are being cooked there at the Burger King right there. No, maybe they're not. Maybe it's Wendy's or something there. All that smoke, it's got to be something like that. I hope it's Burger's cooking.
Out in that area,
It might be Burger King, because Wendy's is off to the left there. I can see the sign.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so.
Well, whoever's cooking, you're getting hungry.
Yeah, well, not
so
that
halftime
bad. I'm okay.
Break may be a little bit longer than we anticipated.
Yeah, I'll be walking over to Wendy's. I'll be right back. 2 minute warning being dealt out here, I believe, or a timeout. I guess a timeout by Classical is down to our left. There's head coach Tim Phelps with the black shirt, the green Classical hat, and his quarterback Matt Loria, the senior, good baseball player. Boy, Classical had a huge win this year in the tournament as they went to Wakefield. No one really thought that they would win that game in the tournament. They won to advance in the state tournament. Fake handoff. Here's Loria to pass on third down. It'll be an attempt of a catch and run. Rick Keogh, the receiver, but he can't run after making the catch.
Yeah, again, Gloucester quick to the ball. Petrilli and Mark Smith once again sniffing the play out and making quick reactions, getting to that sideline before the runner could turn upfield. They bounce him out of bounds. 1:27 left in the half. Gloucester might get the ball back in fairly good field position here, leading 13-6.
Yeah, the Rams to punt here on fourth down. Line of scrimmage is the Classical 43-yard line. They'll try to punt from left to right. A timeout is called. Back judge calling it here. So I think it's Gloucester that's either the officials are calling the time or Classical. Maybe Classical called the time.
I think, well, Zerilli was out on the field.
Yeah.
So I think he may have called the 32nd just to get his return straightened out. A lot of hand waving and gesturing and gesticulating going on along the Gloucester sideline between the coaches and the players out there.
Matt Loria to punt, standing at his 33, gets the long snap, boots it away. Good strong punt, and it goes deep to the 22-yard line where it is fielded there by Mark Smith, and he gets no return, smothered back inside the 20 at about the 19-yard line.
Cameron Green was on him in a flash, got a hold of his shirt, and just would not let go as Smith tried to break away, but he was basically ripped to the ground by Green. Outstanding play there. And again, so Gloucester doesn't get the field position they were hoping for. They'll be starting inside, just inside their 20-yard line.
Well, the football looks like it's pretty close to the 20-yard line right there. Again, later on tonight, Winthrop is at Danvers, 7 o'clock kickoff. It's here on Channel B. Do spread the word about the games here on MSONewsSports.com. You can follow us on Twitter at MSONewsSports, Facebook, same address, and also on Instagram. We have an Instagram video of the video guys setting up here tonight. We've got Gloucester leading here with just seconds left in the first half, 13-6 over Glynn Classical High School. And later on tonight here at Manning Field, Lynn English to host Swampscott, 7:30 kickoff. And we do have a kind of a gentle breeze out there, kind of a steady breeze going kind of a little bit right to left here. Not making much of a difference, though, in the game.
Not making much of a difference in the broadcast booth either.
No, no, it really, we've been dealing with the wind, I think, effectively here tonight. This is... Sometimes the wind does bother us. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But I, for the most part, I think we've done a very nice job with the wind. We're adjusting. There's no doubt about it.
You know,
you don't hear that in the broadcast, how we are adjusting. First down, Gloucester from their own 20-yard line. And Nate Young, the quarterback, hands off. They rush it. So the clock gets in motion here. Okay, we got a minute and a minute two on the clock is running here. One, Jermaine Edward, the ball carrier. Noah Morse credited with the tackle. Now under a minute, 50 seconds to go, first half. Second down, 9. Classical doesn't want to give up the big play. Let's see if Gloucester goes for the big play here. Here's a run play. Rushing near side left. Mark Smith turns it upfield to the 30, to the 33. Good for a first down, and now Gloucester calls a timeout.
Nice read by Mark Smith as he was coming left towards us from the center of the field. Lynn Classical shut down the outside. They had two guys cutting off the sideline, and he saw that, and he immediately started a step, and he cut back up in the middle of the field along the hash marks for a good-sized gain. Allows Gloucester to keep the ball, keep the clock moving in their terms. Okay, now all I have to do...
You still working on the app, Tim?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to find the video.
Which video?
I have a very large learning curve with technology these days.
You know, the thing is, though, I think the technology is still outrunning you. You're losing ground on it, Tim. I mean, here is Young spinning and holding the football and tossing it out on the right side to Edward. The catch in the backfield runs it out of bounds out near the 35 for about a 3-yard gain. You know, you're running hard. It's like running upstream. I mean, you could be working hard, but the stream is pushing you back.
I am running in mud when it comes to this stuff. Let me tell you.
Well, some new coaches taking the field this weekend, Tim. We got Jim Pugh, who's not a new coach, but he's got Hamilton Wenham. He'll be taking them. They'll be playing tonight at Bishop Fenwick. So the former longtime and very successful Masconomet coach. Timeout called with 25 seconds to play first half. He'll be he's at Masco. And, of course, Andrew Morenci, who was at Hamilton Wenham, is in the Beverly Hall of Fame as a football player. Now comes back to his old school as head coach, Andrew Morenci. How's Gronk going to be Sunday night, Tim?
He's going to crush people. I predict he's going to run over and force at least one defensive back out of the game.
Patriots are back Sunday night.
Yeah, I think, you know, they're not going to wait for Tom Brady to come back in week five to start the revenge tour. I think they're going to begin the revenge tour Sunday night against the Cardinals. Everybody's saying they can't beat the Cardinals with Garoppolo playing and this, that, and the other thing. And you know what happens when you get the Patriots angry. You know, they take it out on whoever's across the line of scrimmage. And I hope they do. Yeah, I really hope they do.
Second down and 7 for Gloucester at their 36-yard line, working right to left here. Nate Young, the senior quarterback, 6'2", 185, with a running back right behind him, the fullback. Wide out right side now coming in motion. And the handoff to the fullback. Rush straight ahead. That's Edward out to the 45. And that might be just enough for the first down with 19 seconds to play in the first half.
Now they got a first down, so they have to move the chain so the clock will stop on that and then restart once they have set the chains. Glasgow's moving back in the prevent defense, and there was a pretty big hole there for Edwards to get into and thus pick up the first down. Glasgow will take them rushing the ball down the field rather than give up the big throw and a quick six. Salem State announced the new head baseball coach, Al Donovan. The former pitching coach will take over.
Yeah. Wide out set to the far side, split end out to the right side for Gloucester. Young with a first down at his own 47-yard line. Wing in motion. That's Smith coming to the far side right. Throws it, and it's a catch as Smith pulls it down. Came out of the backfield on the left and out to the right. Turned upfield, makes a short yardage catch, maybe about 5-6 yards, short of the first down, down to the 45 of Classical. 12.5 seconds to play in the first half. Clock should be starting again here, shouldn't it?
No, unless they bumped out of bounds.
Oh, I didn't think he went out of bounds. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
My mistake. Well, that would make sense then. New Hurd Stadium the refurbished Hurd Stadium to be kind of christened tomorrow with Wakefield coming over there, 1 o'clock game. So here's a second down, and the pass play out on the right side. The catch again made right along the sidelines, and the receiver, Mark Smith, pushed out of bounds inside the 30 at the 28-yard line. Gloucester creeping closer and closer now with 17.3 seconds to play in the first half. Classical probably playing a little prevent, as you're mentioning, Tim, but this is getting creepily close here.
Yeah, the cornerback is playing really soft on the receivers, and you get Edwards, you know, swinging out, playing a sort of slot position, and they're running one receiver, the wide receiver, down the field, and Edwards is coming in underneath him, and Nate Young's doing a really nice job of putting the ball right on the money, on the sideline, in front of the receiver so that he has to turn around and catch it with his body between himself, the ball, and the defender, and then he's just turning and sliding out of bounds. So well-executed change of offensive strategy by Coach DeRilli, and really good execution by his team here. The line is holding. Nate's able to roll a little bit, get some separation, get a viewing lane for the throw, and putting the ball right on the money. Not a lot of zip, but he's getting it there as fast as he needs to, and Edwards and the other receivers are doing a really good job of two-handing the ball, catching. You notice catching it Gronk style.
Yeah,
getting the hands up there, two hands, and securing the ball.
And what Young is doing, he's being very, very patient throwing the football, and that's not easy to do. I don't think we saw Laurier do that a moment ago for Classical. Nice soft touch, nice feel for the moment. And Young is doing the same thing right now. So here we got a first down for Gloucester. Less than 10 seconds to play in the first half from the 28 of Classical. It's a run play straight ahead. And is Edwards coming near side left, down to the 15 to the 10, pushing to the sidelines down near the 3. And he goes out of bounds.
Well, whatever he needs left, he's got 0.2 seconds to do it. And once the play resumes, or if once they set the...
Okay, Smith is credited with that run. Smith. So, yeah, you're right. So another timeout. And who would have thought? You know, when they took this football at their own 20, you kind of thought they were going to play the half out with them getting the football with just over a minute to play. They've come all the way down the field using the clock incredibly well. You know, I'll tell you, this is probably one of the best clock-managed possessions that I've seen in a long time in North Shore High School football. I got to give the Fishermen a lot of credit here.
Credit. Can they cap it off? Can they, you know, like they had with the first touchdown, that offensive line is simply going to fire out, engage every classical defender, and allow that running back to slide off into a gap or off of the left or right end and get into the end zone quickly. You might even see, depending how far the ball's on the three-yard line. Yeah, okay, they won't send Nate Young with that. They're going to give it to one of the real strong bull guys. But again, Nate himself, his personality, he is very low-key. So it sort of suits, you know, he and Lai are sitting there, sitting back, being patient, letting things open up, seeing the play unfold, and then making that quick decision to throw the ball.
Casson Terry out over the ball at center. Nate Young bringing his team back from the huddle on the far sideline after the timeout. They've got one play here from the 3-yard line, first and goal, just a tick of the clock left here. Handoff, running play. It is Edwards straight ahead to the goal line. He did not get in.
Now, one of the classical defenders, I can't see who it is, as he cut into the line of scrimmage, came up and just hit him a full solid shot and sent him turning to the right. So classical has something to build on going into the second half. David Benad made that stop for Lynn Classical. Outstanding play. Again, keeps it a one touchdown game, prevents Gloucester going up two scores. They will also get the ball in the second half to start it.
All right. We'll step aside here at the half. It is Gloucester 13, Lynn Classical 6 on MSONewsSports.com.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. And I mentioned that admission is free from September 6th through the 30th. We have new hours, too. Visit us Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com. The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
A honeydew iced cappuccino or an iced mocha madness? I can't decide. I'll flip a coin. Heads means iced mocha madness. Tails means iced cappuccino.
Sir, you don't need to flip a coin. We've combined our iced mocha madness and our iced cappuccino to create our new iced mocha cappuccino.
That's flipping awesome.
Introducing Honeydew's new mocha cappuccino. It's your two favorite drinks combined into one tasty treat. Stop by your local Honeydew today on Canal Street in Salem, on the Linway, and Western Avenue in Lynn, or Eastern Avenue in Malden. Get yours today only at Honeydew. MSONewsSports.com. MSO Radio.
13-6 our halftime score. with Gloucester leading Lynn Classical. Big goal line stop by the Rams right at the end as time ran out in the first half, keeping this a one-touchdown game for Gloucester High School. Well, Jermaine Edwards scored Gloucester High School on a rush for the first touchdown. Melvin Nieves scored the first classical touchdown, and the deciding score, if you will, Jermaine Edwards with a 44-yard touchdown run, making it 13-6. Classical's kick failed. Chris Casanteri is the 1 point after kick tonight after the first touchdown. So 13-6 our score. We are at the half here at warm Manning Field.
Yes, it is.
Well, Tim, looking at these two divisions this year, just a couple of thoughts from you. We were talking earlier about the South Division, in which, so this is a non-league game in the sense that Gloucester is in that South Division along with Saugus, Revere, Winthrop, Swampscott, and Salem. So out of those schools, it looks like Swampscott, the team we're going to see later tonight, I think they're going to have a better year than they did last year. We don't know about Winthrop. They're going up to Danvers tonight, and they're going to be playing a very tough Danvers team tonight, a team that had a great season a year ago. But, and then the Revere, I think, of course, is going to be very tough. They've been, you know, Lou Ciccatelli has had them very competitive now for a sustained amount of time at Revere. So being in this division, you know, that might be just, you know, could be helpful for them. So I think it's kind of wide open, but, you know, it's just hard to tell whether this Gloucester team, which lost 9 out of 11 starters, can just reload and come right back at the league again this year, or whether that's going to take a real hit on the team.
Well, you know, Gloucester, in 2010, they ran the table. They went 13-0. They won the Super Bowl. Second year in a row, undefeated. And out of the 22 positions on the field, they graduated 19. So there was a tremendous amount of experience that year. The next year, they won two games. They had three returners back. And through a series of... Pardon? Nope. There was nothing there when we got here. Young man looking for his water bottle, unfortunately. Through circumstances, one got hurt and the other one was dismissed from the team. And so Coach really was left really with zero experience as starters, other than the kids who had played, got playing time during the previous year. And that was a tremendously long season for the Fishermen. This year they're coming back. They have more starters back. They have a lot of underclassmen who got good playing time last year. So I don't think it's going to be that much of a transition year for them. You've got a very – Nate Young got time at quarterback last year, but, again, a very smart senior. And we've seen him display a level of confidence honestly, I was surprised to see he ran the offense effectively. He handled the ball well. He threw the ball very well, especially in that last drive. So he's showing Coach really that he can be counted on to do that. You know what you have in San Filippo? You get a 1,000-yard rusher. Edwards, it looks like he is the real deal. Mark Smith, again, is a bull of a young man. So they've got the running back. Do they have the overall speed that they've had in the past in some of the great running back tandems? I don't think so. But with Gloucester, it's all about everybody working as a team. Everybody has a job. You know, the wing T requires everybody doing their job. And they did it very well. Nick Kukru's column in the Gloucester Times, there were a number of changes that they made after the Triton game, and Coach Zirilli and the players were really positive about the way that those changes have been put in place and how the kids had adapted to them and reacted and taken them on. So they're feeling very good about themselves. You know, and following a 9-2 season, you don't want to be the team that slides backwards. Gloucester has that tradition. You know, you're 9-2. Let's go 10-1.
Yeah.
You know, and they're playing down the division this year as the school numbers have decreased. Is that going to make it easier? There are no easy games, as you well know, in the Northeast Conference, whether you're playing in the North and the South, the Upper, the Lower, the East, the West. You know, winter is always tough. You know, every team you're going to play is going to give you a game. Saugus is going to give you a tough game. So can they come out on top in that? Sure they can. You know? But again, everybody has to keep their heads, keep their grades, you know, stay focused, do their job, and they're going to be very competitive. Classical has some really good moments. That they play some good defense. Laurier has, you know, looked in command of his offense. You know, and Neves can do it all for them. I think he's going to have to carry the burden of a lot of the offensive load for Classical. I can see it.
And, Tim, up on the north, you've got Peabody, both the two Lynn teams, Lynn Classical, Lynn English. Now, Marblehead is up there. Beverly and Danvers are up there. So there you have a lot of teams that I think, you know, have a lot of kind of upward, you know, an upward trajectory, if you will. What's interesting, I saw a headline on Peabody. I forgot which paper it was, but it's the post-Santos era. And how true is that? I mean, Coach Mark Betancourt has got to, you know, put it together without Doug Santos, their sensational running back the last several years.
Yeah, certainly, you know, those are very large shoes in the figurative sense that Coach Betancourt is going to have to fill. But again, that is a very traditional program that has been very successful. They take pride in what they've done. The upward swing that they've made the last couple of years, aided by, of course, the tremendous talent of Doug Santos. And again, you want to be part of that continuum that moves the team forward, that gets into the playoffs, gets deeper into the playoffs, that maybe, you know, has an opportunity to get to the Super Bowl and bring home the bacon. So, and that's going to be as tough as that South, that North Division, that big division. Those are all big schools, and big schools produce a lot of big kids, a lot of hard-nosed kids. That's going to be bad football this year. And I mean bad in the sense it's going to be good. It's going to be nasty and tough.
All right. What we'll do is we'll step aside. We've got some messages coming up here. If you're watching on television, you're watching the Lynn Public School Band. And, you know, this was a band, as I'm looking down at it now, of just a few years ago. I mean, there might have been six members of that band. And so this is great to see it. I mean, it's not huge. It's not Danvers. It's not like the Beverly Band. But they just put on a really nice show just now.
Every year.
Bigger.
And we mentioned it every year. The numbers have gotten bigger over the last 3-4 years, and the quality of their playing continues to improve and amaze. And the City Lynn and English and Classical and the other schools have much to be proud of. And these individuals who work as, and I tell my students when I ask kids, you know, what activities are you involved in? Because these kids, you know, they have to play a tune and march on the field. I play the first note and be lost where I'm supposed to go after that, I tell them, you know. So, they deserve all the credit, all the kudos that they get.
So that's why you never bring an instrument with you to these games.
Oh, no.
Okay, yeah, I
wouldn't be able to
move
my chair.
Yeah, that makes sense. I appreciate that because we want your attention right here instead of with that tuba. All right, we'll be right back here. 13-6 our score at the half. Gloucester is leading Lynn Classical. Second half just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 Series windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our three locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613. Stop in at 268 Rantoul Street or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, this is Saka Sarkisian, owner of Sarkisian Sportswear, located on Route 1 South in Peabody. We are a sports team dealer and custom apparel distributor that can handle all of your team's or company's uniform and apparel needs. So stop by and visit us at 182 Newbury Street in Peabody to see our storefront. Visit with our friendly and helpful staff and let us help you get the right fit for your program. Also, you can visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials and learn more about us.
Getting ready for the second half here on MSONewsSports.com. Bill Newell and Tim Kearns with you here. Lynn Klaskill to kick off to Gloucester to start the second half. Fishermen are leading 13-6. Again, Klaskill made a big, big defensive stop on the goal line right at the end of the first half. There's the ground ball onside kick fielded by the Fishermen. I think they just covered that up. And that was a scramble. Yeah, they did get it, but Ryan Angelina, the...
I'm thinking that may have been a design play by Coach Phelps to try to get Gloucester off guard. Kick it at one of the upper lines and had to bounce off him through free ball and bounce on it and try to get possession.
Absolutely. So we're just underway in the second half. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns on MSONewsSports.com. Matt, it is Nate Young quarterbacking for Gloucester High School. Still good here with this
still
water
good.
Here, Tim.
Right.
Thanks so much, though. Tim brought some water. And as Christian Sanfilippo takes the handoff on the first play of the second half, sweeps the left side for 5 yards out to the 40-yard line. 5 yard gain. Edward with 120 yards rushing. John Hoffman having him for that in the first half. He's had a very big first half. Set up the very first touchdown with a big run out by starting out at midfield, bringing the bound inside the 30-yard line. And then from there they punched it in on a few plays later for the game's very first touchdown. The point after kick is really the difference here in this game. But right, they did score the second touchdown. 13-6, Gloucester leads. Nate Young with the team out. Second down and 5 from their own 40, working left to right here in the third quarter. Running back right behind him, wing set to the right side. They give us the halfback to the left side, and this is Christian Sanfilippo up for the first down, picking up 7 yards out to the 47.
Yeah, this will be the game plan for Coach Zarelli. He's going to use the ball that Sanfilippo is, and he's going to do the dirty work in between the tackles, going straight up the field, and he's going to use Edward to get to the outside, turn the corner, and get the big chunk of yards that way.
Chris Casantieri at center, Kyle Aquapel, is that what you want to do?
Aquapel.
At a guard, Damian Brown, the other guard, Carlos Hernandez at a tackle, Ryan Gabriel at a tackle, Ollie Emerson at a tight end, Eric Cameron at an end, and the handoff is Sanfilippo again, this time for just 2 yards out to midfield. So 5-7-2 for yards here in the second half. Run, run, run for Gloucester High School. These two teams mirror each other in many ways. It's just a matter of they both can go for the big play. Usually a rush, but a big play. Now Klaskill may have to, they had a little mix-up on defense. One of their players comes off the field after going right back on the field. So he's back off. Looks like it's 11 versus 11 right now. Snap from center. Young spins, hands off, run play. Sanfilippo again, this time for 4 yards maybe.
Yeah, he took a shot from a linebacker. He was tackled low and then took a shot up on the shoulders that put him down on the ground. But again, he pops right back up. Rattles his cage and heads back to the huddle. And you know he's going, give me the ball.
North Shore Sports Night is Monday nights at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns, this guy to my left here. A lot of high school football talk, recapping all the very big first weekend here of play. It's always interesting to watch those scores on the first weekend. And they got a lot of non-league action, obviously. How about Masco hosting Melrose? I mean, they've been so tough as Melrose the last several years. Here's a third down and 2. Rush play straight ahead. It should be enough for a first down for Gloucester. Tight yardage, unpiling.
Yes, number 8, looks like.
Was it?
Yep, number 8. Sanfilippo was lead blocker for that play.
All right.
And that was Ryan Argentino on the carry there for Gloucester.
So it's a first down for the Fishermen at the 40 of Lynn Classical. Working left to right, leading 13-6 are the Fishermen. Fumble, loose ball, Classical has it. Rams pouncing on the loose football.
Yeah, that was the first mistake by the quarterback. He whiffed on the handoff to the up back. I don't think the up back was expecting the ball. And he ran right by the quarterback. And the ball hit the ground, and Young couldn't spin back fast enough to retrieve it.
Chase
Bono on the recovery.
Yeah, Chase Bono with that recovery. He was right there, pounced right on it cleanly.
Well, he had a clean pocket to dive because the ball was like all by itself there. Everybody was looking at the runner.
Yeah. I mean, our video, I'm sure, had the best shot at it as anybody right there. So, because it was straight down right below us here. 7:25 to go in the third quarter. Classical, I think, calling a time here. They were not quite set. Rick Keogh coming out onto the field. Now quarterback Matt Loria talking with head coach Tim Phelps. Coming up later tonight on Channel A, the channel we're broadcasting on with live streaming audio, we'll have the Lynn English Swampscott game. And on Channel B, starting at 7 o'clock tonight, pregame show starting anytime 6:30 or so, I would think, would be Winthrop and Danvers from the refurbished Deering Stadium in Danvers.
No, it's a brand new stadium, isn't it?
Well, it is. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's all same footprint, I think, too. This is a pitch play out on the left side for Classical High School, but it's going for nothing as Alex Pedro got the football.
During the half, lots of times, sports editor Nick Kukuru came by and gave us some of his thoughts on how well Gloucester had played in that first half, and we both agreed Gloucester looked very good defensively, strong tackling, good side-to-side pursuit by the linebackers and the defensive ends, the secondary coming up in support, doing a really nice job.
Laurie out of the shotgun, hands off, and Melvin Nieves takes the football, sweeps the right side. He's out to the 46, a gain of about 5 yards. This will be a third down and 5 for Classical.
Yeah, he's corralled by Matt Smith, who got him high on the shoulders, wrapped him up, and then rode him down to the ground after that gain of 6, 5, somewhere in between.
6 minutes, 25 seconds to play in this third quarter, 13-6. Gloucester is leading. Now, Tim, I think both teams until a moment ago have got to be pretty happy that this is the first game and there are very few mistakes in the game as far as turnovers, except now Gloucester with the one fumble and a turnover. Here's Loria faking the handoff. The big rush, though, he slides away from it, keeps it. He'll get 2 yards out near the 47 or 48.
Yeah, he had number 9 open for a split second, Bill, except the rush all of a sudden was on top of him. Eric Montoya, a senior, had headed down from his tight end position straight downfield doing post. And he had him, but he just couldn't set his feet and launch the pass. He had Montoya had a couple of steps on the defender, and they almost had Lowry for the loss. But again, the speed and the quickness that he possesses enabled him to turn that into a positive game.
Fourth down and three for Classical High School. Lowry had the quarterback and punter on this team. And he is in the shotgun at a normal shotgun spot. Fourth down from the 49. Oh, flag drops. Who's this against? I think it's against Classical. I think they moved.
Well, Lowry pointed to the Gloucester defensive line. And I don't know if he caused one of the men to move, though.
It is. It was a fourth down and three. So the five-yard penalty on the encroachment against Gloucester, rather, gives Classical the first down plus two with 5:10 to play.
I didn't see any Gloucester linemen near the football when he pointed. So I don't know if it was something else. I don't know. Did they say it was encroachment?
No.
Because there was no one near, but he pointed to somebody.
Yeah. First down from the just outside the 47 of Gloucester. Pedro takes the handoff. Oh, he almost broke it. Turns the right corner, gets it inside the 40 to the 39. I say almost broke it. He sliced through a couple of defenders and got it down to the 38. And that turns out to be about a 9-yard gain.
Yeah, the key to effective running, Bill, as you know, is being decisive, seeing the hole, cutting right away, and taking what you can get, because oftentimes that quick cut catches the defense with their back turns. They're off balance, and you can spin off them. If you hit them, they're going to fall over. They can't make solid contact for a tackle. And you turn what could be a shot gain into a much longer game. And again, he got a first down on just shy of a first down and almost broke it for the touchdown, as you mentioned.
Classical is trailing 13-6. They've got a second down and one here in the third quarter inside the 40. This is another run play. Initially, a hit was behind the line of scrimmage, and now the second effort produces a first down run for Classical down to the 35.
Yeah, good second effort, as you mentioned. I thought they had him stop, but suddenly he took a step back, and then he drove forward and got the first down. That was Chase Bono, number two.
They move the chains ahead for the first down. Just the kind of second-half start that Classical wanted. Bono now is a little slow getting up, so that's not a good sign for the sophomore 5'10", 175-pound running back. He's sitting there.
Yeah, he's got a cramp. I had a feeling it was a cramp the way he was sitting up and going after his calf muscle.
Think about the last moments here in this game for Classical High School. There's Dick Newton, athletic director at Lynn English High School.
I saw Dick this summer.
You saw him this summer?
200 miles out at sea. We were on a cruise.
On a cruise?
To Bermuda. I'm standing at my favorite
he's
spot.
He's in his tube. Oh, the tube drifted away from him. Oh, man. Well, Dick Newton, the new athletic director at Lynn English High School. What I was going to say, Tim, is think about this. Right at the end of the first half, Gloucester is leading by 7 points. They take the ball at their own 20. They run it all the way down to the 3-yard line. They have a two-goal play with the final second, the final tick of the clock. Classical stops them. So then they get the kickoff, does Gloucester, to start the second half. They move the ball a little bit, then fumble it away. Classical gets it. And now they come back. They're at the 35. But, you know, that's almost like a two-touchdown swing right there, you know, potentially here.
Oh, for sure.
In favor of Classical, even though no points have been on the board. So, you know, kind of mentally and so on, Classical's got to be a little bit happy at where they're at. However, now this Chase Bono is still sitting on the field. Still a cramp, you think?
Well, the way they have his legs up and they're driving his toes back, trying to stretch those calves out, I believe it is. He's cramped up in both legs.
All right, we're going to step aside for 1 minute here. Well, I guess we can't now.
Yeah,
we're a little slow on the trigger. I think it's the wind that's getting us here.
He's walking very gingerly, and I'll tell you, as having been victimized by double cramps, it's and if you ever had him, you know that they're no fun. And it's going to take him a few moments to stretch that out. He's going to need to get some water, need to get some potassium into his system, and keep stretching, and those cramps will dissipate. But until then, and I get mine in the middle of the night, so it's like,
So it's not like you're out, you know, out running or out lifting or anything like that. Okay.
No. Time to sleep, and all of a sudden you just stretch the legs the wrong way, and it's like, oh.
Awful. Happens to the top athletes, my friend. Here's a pitch play, and this is Nieves going near side left inside the 30, taken down just inside the 30.
Damon.
That was a really good hit.
Yeah, Damon Brown with a real solid tackle, but again, not until after a really big game there. Again, they're starting to gash Gloucester to the outsides, and that's where Gloucester's pursuit has been so effective throughout the first half.
A lot of coverage on that run, but not a lot of forward movement on a second down here in three. Oh, no, I guess that was about a seven-yard gain. And this is Nieves again, ripped down in the backfield, reached from behind. They grabbed like an arm and pulled him down.
Yeah, that was Damon Brown again. Really, really good pursuit. He's not a big guy. Okay, he's 5'8", 185, and 185 may be generous to intimidate people, but he got the ankles, and then number 59, Kyler Kipple came in and finished him off, and he had a very awkward tackle. I was kind of concerned for him. He was twisted like a pretzel on that play, but they didn't let go of Nieves, and again, it's third and three now, so this is big stop for Gloucester right
here. Yeah, four down territory, though, with the ball at the 27-yard line. Flag drops. This will be a procedure call against Classical High School. Probably some movement there.
Yeah.
Illegal procedure against the Rams. They had a third down and three. So now this is a break for Gloucester because on third down, it's not a third and two cracks at 3 yards. It's two cracks at now 7 or 8 yards.
Yeah. The you know, it's the emotion that all of a sudden builds up. You've got a turnover. You're driving the ball. Things are going your way, and you got a critical third down. You know you're going to have two plays to get those 3 yards, and your adrenaline just gets the little bit better of you, and you jump. You know you lose that element of discipline.
Coming down to the final moments of the third quarter, 2 minutes to play. Laurie on the shotgun takes the direct snap and is ripped down in the backfield. Loss of a couple of yards. Laurie, the quarterback for Classical High School, taken down there.
Kyler Kripple again, outstanding defensive game for the young man this afternoon here at Manning Field. He along with Damon Brown, big stops the last three plays for the Gloucester Fishmen.
Bill Newell, Tim Kearns with you tonight, along with Andrew Nicastro, streamography.com, with you here. A minute and a half to play, third quarter. 13-6 our score. No scoring second quarter, no scoring so far third quarter. Fourth down here at 8. Loria fakes the handoff, passes down over the middle. Pedro, catch, and touchdown. Alex Pedro from 35 yards out. No, 33 yards out, excuse me.
Well, they caught Gloss with everybody up top. And Pedro just went right down the middle of the field. Gloria took a deep drop, spun around, and just lofted the ball downfield. Again, over. I lost sight of the play as they faded into the wall. And if he hadn't caught that ball and gone for the touchdown, there more than likely would have been a defensive interference on the Gloucester defensive back.
A chance to tie for Classical. Ishmael Johnson with a point after kick. Uprights to our left. The ball is up. The kick is up strong. It's good, and we're tied at 13. Ishmael Johnson missed one earlier. He gets this one.
Well, Bill, you called it. There's that two-touchdown swing. Gloucester had an opportunity at the end of the first half to go up by two scores. They got the ball back. They had a short-lived drive that was halted by a fumble, and Lynn Classical takes advantage of it and comes right back down and scores, and not only scores but ties the game. So now Gloucester has to show their mettle and respond in kind. We saw it in the first half when Gloucester scored. Classical came right back down and scored to make it 7-6. Now Gloucester, having seen that lead dissipate, and they're sitting here tied at 13. Can they now take the bull by the horns, move down the field, effectively execute? Now, the fumble was just somebody misread the play. You know, either the quarterback was handing off to the wrong player, or the lead back forgot that he was supposed to get the ball. So I'm sure that particular play has been corrected, you know, discussed in the sideline, corrected, and then they're going to try to get back to play again. Lost the football, use up a lot of time, get down the field, and put points on the board.
Laurier looks like he'll be attempting what looks to be another one of these onside type kicks, a little stronger than just an onside kick, getting it through that first line. No, this is a clear onside kick, and Classical covers it up. They've got it.
Oh, man. What a bounce that took, Bill.
Marcus Tucker covers it up.
Tucker got the perfect hop right on the other side of the 50-yard line. He beat the Gloucester wide man to the ball, and it bounced right up into his breadbasket. He tucked it away and fell down. What a momentum change in this game.
Well, wait a minute here. I think they might be saying it didn't go 10 yards here. I think this is going to be...
Ooh.
And I think that's the good right call, too. If that's... I'm not sure about that. I mean, maybe not.
Wow, thought he got it... Oh, he was on the other side of the 50-yard line.
You're right. I was thinking... It just develops slowly. You know, it's a classical football. My mistake.
Yeah. That, you know, I was watching that because Classical was getting to the ball so quickly. I'm thinking he doesn't want to touch that before it goes across the 50, over the 50-yard line. And he waited, and he got the perfect bounce to secure it.
So the Rams get the football here after the onside kick at midfield. They're right at the midfield line. First down, Laurier fakes, does give the handoff off to Nieves. Going far side right. Cut down. Kind of from behind after a 5-yard gain. Wow, that was a hit.
Matt Smith made the tackle. They're both a little tweaked. Nevers is still on the turf. He's up now. He's coming over. He's a little he'll be able to run that gimp off. He'll be okay. Mark Smith went tumbling over him.
Less than 1 minute to play. Just a little less than 1 minute to play. A couple of ticks less than a minute to play in the third quarter. Bill Newell, Tim Kearns, MSO News Sports. Later tonight, right here on Channel A, Lynn English and Swampscott, 7:30 kickoff, thereabouts. And at 7 o'clock tonight, is it just about, it's about 7 right now, isn't it? No, maybe not.
25 of.
Well, 6:32, actually.
Okay, 6:32.
I'm just holding back to the second game, Tim. I'll have to wait till then, maybe.
You don't want to wee yourself out?
No, too early. Yeah, no. 6:32. So the pregame show up there is probably starting soon. Danvers and Winthrop on Channel B tonight, live from Danvers. This will be a second down and a long five for Classical, just outside the 45. Keeper, Lauria, first down run to the 40, 35, 30, running outside right, down to the 20, to the 15, hit hard inside the 10, going to the sidelines. He may have the six.
Great, great run. He faked the handoff. He turned to the left, and then he reverse pivoted and went against the flow, and he found a gap on the backside of the Gloucester pursuit, and everybody had to stop, turn around, and begin to chase him. And Gloucester was lucky to effect a tackle at the six, about the, let's well, six?
Nine, no, nine.
Not at the nine.
One official was down at the six, but the one on the near far side there who spots was clearly was going nine all the way. So it's the balls. It'll be a first down and goal at the 9-yard line for Classical High School. They have a chance to take the lead here tonight. Alex Pedro is wing set right side. Loria, the quarterback. Man in motion up top. Loria on the keeper, feeling a little confident here. He's down to the six, and there's a flag. We'll see what that is.
That could be some holding on the offensive line by Classical. Let's see what we get from the back judge as he walks to the referee. And he indicates...
30 seconds to play, third quarter, tie game. We're at 13-all, Gloucester and Lynn Classical. Bill Newell, Andrew Nicastro, Tim Kearns with you here on a Friday, turning into an evening here at Manning Field and Lynn. First of two games here in Lynn. Our first broadcast of the 2016 season. North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7 o'clock. Timeout called by Gloucester here. All right, so we're gonna take
like conduct.
We're gonna take a quick timeout here. We're back with more just ahead. Stay with us here. Third quarter, tie game.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. And I mentioned that admission is free from September 6th through the 30th. We have new hours, too. Visit us Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Up here.
With the penalty, the ball is marked down to the 2-yard line where it'll be first and goal for Classical High School in a tie game. We're tied at 13. Classical at the Gloucester 2-yard line. Matt Loria, the quarterback, hands off to the back coming from right to left who dives it down near the goal line. Might have one more yard, might be one more yard closer, but did not get in. Nieves, the ball carrier. Whoa, time is ticking down here. Did they call timeout here? They must have called a timeout.
Stop just short of the goal line.
They didn't? Oh, no, that's all right. We're coming to the end of the third quarter. I had a mental snap here thinking we're at the half here. So the quarter just comes to an end. Oh, man. Everybody's fine, folks. No problem here. We'll step aside. We're through three here. Tied at 13. Classical will have the ball at the one when we come back.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Watch MSL football live at the Sylvan Street Grill and also at the Gloucester House Restaurant. Two spots where you can catch MSL sports on the screen. So it's second down and goal from the 1-yard line. Loria, the quarterback, keeping and going in untouched, and Classical takes a 6-point lead. Matt Loria with his first touchdown. Jermaine Edward with two touchdowns for Gloucester High School. Melvin Nieves with the Classical other classical touchdown. The other one was a Loria pass to Alex Pedro for the second Classical touchdown. So that was a rush. Point after kick. Ishmael Johnson uprights to our right. Snap is down. The kick is up. Low kick, and it went wide to the right side. No good. Kick fails.
So, break for Gloucester there. They can get back and score, and they only have to kick the one extra point.
All right, we'll step aside. We're back with more just ahead. Early fourth quarter, Classical leading 6.
A honeydew ice cappuccino or an ice mocha madness? I can't decide. I'll flip a coin. Heads means ice mocha madness. Tails means ice cappuccino.
Sir, you don't need to flip a coin. We've combined our iced mocha madness and our iced cappuccino to create our new iced mocha cappuccino.
That's flipping awesome.
Introducing Honeydew's new mocha cappuccino. It's your two favorite drinks combined into one tasty treat. Stop by your local Honeydew today on Canal Street in Salem, on the Linway, and Western Avenue in Lynn, or Eastern Avenue in Malden. Get yours today only at Honeydew.
Well, last time Classical with an onside kick, a successful onside kick, and now they will kick off to Gloucester again here as we are early in the fourth quarter. 19-6 our score. Classical is leading Gloucester. Coach Tim Phelps, Classical High School. Coach Tony Zirilli, Gloucester High School. So they're lined up again in the same kick formation that they were earlier. Loria kicked it last time, and he will do it again this time. Now they spread out. Loria will come on the football soccer style, and he will drive it, you know, on a line drive, trying to split the defenders. Ground ball bouncing kick fielded at the 17-yard line. Run back out to the 30, and that's just about it on the return there by Gloucester's Mark Smith. Again, early fourth quarter. 6-point lead now for Classical. They missed 2-point after kicks in this thing. Gloucester has missed 1-point after kick. Ball is at the 31-yard line. First down, Gloucester working right to left. They've got the white uniforms, the maroon helmets. Classical defending to our left with the green, kind of the Green Bay green, the green helmets. And it's first down there for quarterback Nate Young. Young on the long count. Running back right behind him gives it to the wing. Christian Sanfilippo coming near side left, turns the corner, has at least 5, maybe 6 yards out to the 37.
Yeah, he took on number 2, Chase Bono, the defensive back, and just carried him for the last 3 or 4 yards, refusing to get down.
Well, Edward had a huge 120-yard first half. Very little here in the second half, but they've gone to Sanfilippo here in the second half as Gloucester. You know, when you think about it, they had the one possession, Tim, in the second half. You know, they've been kind of held here. It's, you know, when you hold, both teams are very similar in the sense that they can hold the ball, and if they are moving the football, getting first downs, they'll eat up a lot of clock and possessions. This is a run play. Smith going far side right, turns the corner. He's got the first down out over the 45, out near midfield. It would be a gain of just about 10 yards for Smith.
Yeah, did a nice job. Had a good lead block out there from number 52, Damon Brown, the guard. And Damon Brown epitomizes the Gloucester philosophy of guards. About 5'7", 5'8", about 175 pounds. They're fast, they're strong, they're disciplined, they're aggressive. And they can take a guy who's twice their size and put him on his pins by angle blocking correctly.
Gloucester at their own 47, first down, tight formation, the wing tee offense. Quarterback Nate Young right up behind center. Smith in motion to the far side right. It's a handoff to the Edward coming off to the right side. He pushes it ahead inside the 50 down to the 46, 47. Could be a gain of 7.
Yeah, this isn't the traditional wing tee that we're used to seeing from Gloucester. It's more of a variation. They've gone through some subtle changes. They still have the three running backs. They've got Smith, Edwin, and Sanfilippo. But they don't seem to be setting up in the same fashion where you've got the wing back sitting out there, and there used to be a tremendous amount of misdirection. He used to feel like Johnny Most describing the Celtics weave. Button, who's got the button? Okay, trying to figure out who's going to get the ball. And just when you think you've got it figured out, the other guy has it, and he's heading downfield.
Did not see what this was about. That's Tim Phelps coming across from the far side to the near side here with quarterback Matt Lurie. I guess he was a little bit shaken up.
Yeah, I think
the defender.
He was. I think he was in on the tackle attempt. Edwin literally ran out of the attempted tackle as he went out of bounds.
Yeah, Lurie, a linebacker on defense. That defensive line for Classical High School, Dennis Pierce, Noah Morris, and Javier Delgado. The backers include Chauncey Williams, Rick Keough, Gloria, and David Barnard. In the secondary, Melvin Nieves, Marcus Rivera, and Jesse Young, Y-U-N-G. And here is a third down and, or a second down and three for Gloucester. Now, time is called again here.
Classical asked for a timeout.
And we'll take it. We'll be right back. Stay with us here on MSONewsSports.com.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Gloucester offense, Chris Casenteri, the center, Kyle Aquapel, the guard, along with Damian Brown, Carlos Hernandez, and Ryan Gabriel, the tackles. Nate Young is the quarterback, 6'2", 185-pound senior. Running backs, Christian Sanfilippo, Jermaine Edward, Mark Smith, tight end Ollie Emerson, and also an end out there, Eric Cameron. Sanfilippo, a 1,000-plus yard rusher a year ago. And he's a little over 1,000 yards away from the school record held by Connor Russell.
I know Russell ran well, but...
yeah, that's right.
Oh, big defensive stop there by Lynn Claskill on the...
No gain.
On the gun play.
Yeah.
Edward stopped in his tracks there, the line of scrimmage.
Not sure who that was on the stop, but whoever it was made a great stop. Edward on the carry. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Nick LaBella. LaBella is the guy that was right there who made that stop, 71, number 71 for Classical. So here's a third down and a long four for Gloucester. So big play here defensively for Classical. Couple of fake handoffs, and finally it comes free to Smith. Turns the right corner. He's got the first down inside the 40, down to the 35. Still going to the 30. Chugging around. 5, 10, about a 10-yard gain, a 20-yard gain for him.
Yeah, that was a little engine that could. I'll tell you, he put his head down as he went along the sideline, Bill, and he ran into about three or four Classical defenders and just butted them out of the way. Looked like a little battering ram heading down there, determined to get that, one, get the first down, and two, stay in bounds and get more yardage. Eat up the clock.
Yeah, and kept the ball on the, did not go out of bounds, so the clock continues to run here with 8:45 to go in the football game. We're in the fourth quarter. Classical is leading 6. Gloucester has the football. Ball at the 31-yard line, about a 20-yard gain there. Quarterback spins, hands off. Sanfilippo, the ball carrier, takes one hit, bounces off of that. Right now, Gloucester getting some good second efforts on the running attack. Down to the 21, nine-yard gain.
I think their pride was a little, took a slap up the side of their head on that last drive that put Classical into the lead. Number four on the play for Classical brought down Sanfilippo with a good foot tackle as he tried to pull away Alex Pedro, who has one touchdown to his credit tonight for the Classical Rams.
Nate Young with the team out. Second down and one from the 22-yard line. And Sanfilippo takes the handoff. He's tripped up in the backfield, breaks that tackle, breaks a second tackle, gets the first down, turns the right corner, pushes inside the 15 down to the 12 and out of bounds. I think they're going to mark him out of bounds at the
Are they marking him out at the 15 or before the 15?
Right around the 15, yep. I'll tell you, there were two attempts. There were two classical defenders, a linebacker and a cornerback, who were in the backfield chasing him, and he ran out of ankle tackles, attempted ankle tackles of both of them. You know, he was just looking straight ahead. He felt the pressure and just ripped his feet up and kept them churning and kept going.
Sign of a good runner. It looked like the attack was there for classical. That's what Coach Phelps would like to see, but ran up against a really good runner. There's no question about it. So sometimes good runners can deflect good defensive plays. First and 10 for Gloucester at the 15 of classical. Trailing by 6 are the Fishermen here. Fourth quarter. Nate Young, the quarterback, keeps it, rolls out to the right side, ripped down after a one-yard gain to the 14.
Laurier was in on that play quickly, as well as number 5, Dave Bernard, who made the tackle on Nate Young.
A one-yard gain, ball to the 14-yard line. They, of course, they can get a first down by the 5, Gloucester. So the Ram defense looking for the big play here, looking to make a stop here. Late in the fourth quarter, or late in the game, I should say. 7:13 to play in the fourth quarter. Looks like they're still making burgers over there, Tim.
It's getting worse, isn't it, Bill? I'm going to start hearing the stomach growl in a few moments.
Here's a run play, near side left. Fisherman taking a long time to develop, and the running back has run out of bounds. No gain there at the 14. That was Smith. Smith took the handoff, and, you know, sometimes it's not your fault, but that play just seemed to take for a long time to develop and to turn upfield, and Smith never could turn the body upfield, so it was a no gain for him.
Yeah, he had one blocker out there, and it wasn't a lineman. It was a wide receiver, and he couldn't get on the cornerback who would come up to cut off the play and who ended up making the play on that sweep.
Third down and 9 for Gloucester at the classical 14. The Fishermen are trailing 6 points here, 19-13. Young at quarterback, right up behind center. Fullback right behind him, wing halfback set left side. Sanfilippo, fake handoff to him. Pass out on the right side, picked off! Intercepted by classical. Run back 20, 30, up to midfield. Down near midfield, taken out of bounds. I think that's Marcus Rivera who intercepted that football for classical. Strong save. No, it's 17, right?
Cameron Green for Lynn Glasgow, a defensive back, read the play perfectly. He sat back. He let the receiver get out there by himself. And if you remember, I mentioned, Bill, early on in that last drive that Gloucester went down the field when where they didn't score, but Nate Young was making those accurate passes. There wasn't a lot of zip on him. And he was laying them in there. Well, that was right on target. But it didn't have the necessary zip to go the distance that it needed to get to the receiver. And defensive back Green was sitting on it. He timed it perfectly, cut right in front of the receiver and headed upfield. And got to give Nate Young a lot of credit. He could have just hung his head. He took off immediately for the sideline, got an angle, obviously a math major, got an angle on Green and took him out with a really short tackle at midfield.
5 minutes, 55 seconds to play in the game. First down, classical at their own 48-yard line. I think this is Pedro. No, this is Nieves taking the football, dancing up over midfield down to the Gloucester 47-yard line.
You know, and this is where Gloucester has to really, really stand up and make a defensive stand. They've got to get back to the tight defense, the short tackling, the cutting off of the running lanes that they're doing in the first and the early second quarter.
If Cameron Green does not intercept that ball and it goes past him and it's a completion, is that a touchdown or was there some help back there? You know what I'm saying?
Wow. He was wide open because the whole flow had gone to the left.
Yeah.
And Green was basically out there, you know, playing almost right field by himself. So he may have gone six.
Yeah, maybe. But he clearly could have knocked it down if he didn't make the catch. Here's Laurion, the quarterback keeper, on second down. Pushes his way back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. 5 minutes to play.
Yeah, as I saw him approaching the intended receiver, I thought he was just going to go for the block, but he got there so quickly, he was able to step right in front and make the play.
This is Carlos Hernandez on the field for Gloucester. A little struggle, maybe cramping himself there. A big loss if he sits out a play or two here. Outside linebacker, Carlos Fernandez, number 58 for Gloucester.
We'll have to watch and see what Mary Ellen, the trainer, does. One of the best trainers.
We'll take a fast break and we'll be right back. Classical leads 6. They have the ball. We're in the fourth quarter.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off-the-boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
As I was mentioning, Mary Ellen, the trainer, came out to attend to Hernandez. So she's stretching his leg out. Coach really comes out, looks at him, grabs his hand, and up he gets. I think that's,
get
called,
off the field.
That's called the cure.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. A little tough love is what it is, right? Third down and 4 for Classical High School at the 46 of Gloucester. A little spin, a little Nieves with the football coming near side right, short of the first down.
Yeah, just shot.
But close. To the 43, let's see how close he is. He's not going to get the first down, but we'll see how close he is.
Probably a yard, yep. But the way it looked, they're going to mark it.
Yeah, it looks like a good yard short of the first down. 4:10 to play in the game. 19-13 the score. Classical is leading Gloucester.
It will be 4th and 1 for the Rams.
Loria with the team down on 4th and 1, 4 down territory here, and they'll call time. Maybe they were hoping to try to get Gloucester jump offside. Now, that's something that Gloucester did earlier this year, this game as well,
mm-hmm.
aiding Classical, a Classical drive. Coach Tim Phelps bringing the team out here, thinking what to do. Well, you know, it's 4th down and 1. I'm of mixed thoughts here, Tim. You have a 6-point lead. You know, you do that punt, that little short, that little pooch punt kind of. You try to pin them inside the 20, maybe close to the 10, if you can execute it well. And they got 90 yards to go. You got to make a stop. Or do you gamble? Maybe get the first down, maybe not. It's hard to say. I think they're going to go for it, though.
I think he's going to go. I think right now they're feeling really confident. You know, they've... Gloucester's made a couple of mistakes on offense in this half. The 2 times they've had the ball.
Loria takes a low snap. Here's a flag. Let's see
and
what this is.
And that's going to be movement.
Yeah. Well, this may change things. 5-yard penalty against Classical. False start.
That's the second time that's happened to them in this second half. They've had short yardage and turned it into long yardage.
You know, I'll tell you, they can punt now. So they're going to change it up. To me... You know, sometimes something like that happens, and it's not the worst thing in the world. Now, I'll be proven wrong. Gloucester gets the football. They drive the field. But they could easily make the stop here as well, and
also,
on the 4th and 1.
You know, if you did the pooch punch, you ran the possibility of a bad kick. You also ran the possibility of the ball going in the end zone. Gloucester comes out at the 20-yard line. You don't have them trapped deep as you would have wanted them to.
About a 4th and 6. Loria's punt. Line drive kick. Takes a land and roll. And, wow, great roll. And Classical will pin them down.
What?
Are they going to call it at the 1? They're going to call it at the 1.
He slid into the end zone.
I know.
They're going to call it down at the 2.
Down at the 2.
What was the up man thinking? Letting that ball go. I think he actually thought it had such momentum, it was going to make it to the end zone. He didn't think the Classical players. And then they didn't even try to block the Classical players.
You know, on the other hand, you know, I don't know. I think that... you know, that's the trouble when you've got a short field like that in the punt. Everything's different. I think everything must look different to you. It's like when an infielder plays in baseball. All of a sudden, the angles are a little bit different on ground balls, line
yeah, but,
shots,
you know,
and so
you've
on.
Got, but you've got the field marker.
No, I'm
know,
with you.
You know where you are.
I know.
You know, you can't let that ball get down into that. If it's up in the air and deep, yeah. But this was a line drive.
Well, so here's my point earlier talking about this, Tim. I still think that this is this. If I were the coach, I would I've got to trust my defense to give the ball to them on the 2 yard line,
sure.
Leading by six.
Oh, no doubt.
And this is an excellent scenario for the Rams.
Yeah, but that was a misjudgment on the part of the Gloucester player to let that ball go. He let that ball go 18 yards.
I'm thinking two snaps back, though. Okay.
Yeah.
So here's from the 2 yard line, the fisherman on the first down run it out to the 6 yard line. A gain of four, just over 3 minutes to play. Now we saw them at the end of the first half take the football from their own 20, drive the field, and nearly punch it in. Kind of nonchalantly, if you will.
Yeah, this is gut check time. This is who wants to play. Boy, they're really heavy on the right side.
Ball at the 6 yard line. Quarterback Nate Young of Gloucester with a second down and six for the Fishermen. This is Sanfilippo taking the handoff, going far side right, slow, starts, gets the first down out to the 18.
Strong run there by Sanfilippo.
Yeah, very, very, very
he
much so.
He kept his shoulders. That was very reminiscent of a Connell Russell run. He got into the line with his shoulders square and kept reading the holes and moving to that hole. A couple of steps, move right, move left. And that's the way Connell Russell used to attack the holes. He'd get up there, he'd stay square, let it open up, and then he'd burst through it. And that's what Christian was doing on that particular play. Very well done.
Cameron,
again, big yards there.
Cameron Green with the stop, but not until he got out to the 18-yard line.
Only problem here is, you know, Gloss is a ground game team, and it takes a long time to grind it out on the ground.
They are hoping for the big play here. Here is the quarterback, Young, looking to throw out on the right side. The catch is made.
He's got it.
Smith up the field. 40, 50, midfield, cuts back to the middle. Look out, he's to the 40. They may be able to angle him off. Cuts back to the right, breaks the tackle. Smith going in all the way. Touchdown.
Oh my God, Bill. That may be the greatest high school run I've seen for a touchdown. He took a short flip pass out on the right flat from Nate Young. Did a great job putting it right in his hands. He took off up the sideline. I think he got the whole classical defense flat-footed. He went bolting down the sideline. He had one man angling him off. He stutter-stepped, cut inside of him, get into the middle of the field. Another classical defender nearly caught him. He stutter-stepped again, did a 360 in the middle of the field, and ran straight down into the end zone, untouched. Unbelievable. I can't wait to watch that on the replay on the streaming video. And you people who are watching this on the streaming video just got the treat of a lifetime. What an electric run by Edward.
We are tied at 19 here in the fourth quarter. The point after kick. Oh, they're going for the 2 points. Young rolling, keeping it, and will cut in for the 2-point conversion.
Big, big play. Well, you know, I was thinking earlier, you know, Nate doesn't have, you look at Nate and you go, he's not that fast, but he ran down Green on the interception, and what a perfect play. He took the snap, waited, and then stood up and reverse pivoted and headed to the far corner, untouched, nobody near him. What a great play. What a great way to come back from a fumble and an interception that led to two classical scores. Is to lead your team down 98 yards, and that only took them a little over a minute and 17, a couple of running plays.
Yeah,
and we were just starting to say they're gonna need a big play somewhere because they're a grinded out wing T team, and it takes time to grind it out down the field. Well, in one fell swoop, they took care of the big play. Great call by Coach Cirilli and his offensive. I think he's the offensive coordinator. What a great call! What a great pass by Nate! And what an amazing run!
Well, I will admit when I'm wrong here. So you had the classical had the 4th-and-1. Clearly, they want to go for it. They don't want to give Gloucester a chance to score, and that's what they did. They gave them a chance to score, even though they started at their own 2-yard line. But they had no choice. So it wasn't like a decision they made. They had no choice. So
yeah, if you don't make it, Gloucester has the ball outside of the 40-yard line, and you can't give them that kind of short field.
Here's the kickoff from Gloucester to Classical, a 2-point game. Gloucester leads, fielded at the 20, run back to the 28, 8-yard return.
Excellent coverage. Gloucester extremely aggressive on their pursuit, in their lanes, hitting the front line of blockers, and again, giving the return man no real way, nowhere to go, nowhere to cut. Great coverage by the pursuit team.
It'll be at the 29-yard line for Classical, and they need points. They need a touchdown.
I'll tell you, Bill, for the first game, if they're all like this, I'm going to need therapy.
I think they're all going to be like this, I would assume, don't you? I mean, this is pretty much the way they...
I think as we look at the league with the number of seniors that graduated last year, number of returners coming back, number of new players that look to establish themselves, we are going to see a lot of new people standing up and making names for themselves this season. Gloucester has to now block effectively, pursue quickly, tackle surely.
Well, that put new meaning into the play pass, catch, and run.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
And dancing down. He's going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars.
Because the moves he made out there, oh, my God.
Who's on Dancing for the Stars? Who did I just hear is on that now? It's somebody. It's crazy. Oh, Governor Rick Perry's on Dancing with the Stars coming up.
Another reason for me not to watch. I used to watch the first few seasons religiously because they had really good people on it.
Well, you're a dancer yourself.
I come from a long
line. A renowned
family of
dancers.
You know, there's an old Three Stooges joke. I come from a long line of dancers. I'll tell you the rest of it. And...
2 minutes, seven. Are you going to, you have a dance story, or are you going to talk about the game here?
Well, you know, it's just the fact that they've gone so far away from enjoyment. It's become a joke now.
Oh.
So I don't even enjoy and watch it.
Shocking. You mean there's nothing good on Dancing with the Stars now? This is just an incredible revelation here. That's why you tuned in here tonight to hear that. So it's first down for Classical at their 29-yard line. Here's Loria to pass. Lofts it up there a little bit too high. Actually, a little bit too high there for Rick Keough, the intended receiver. Also downfield was Eric Montoya.
Yeah, Gloucester had both those deep receivers pretty well covered.
Well, that doesn't take a lot of time off the clock, but it does...
It doesn't advance the ball for
it. It does not advance the ball. You're right about that. Nice little sunset out there tonight.
Extremely beautiful sky out there, which tells me it's probably going to be very warm tomorrow.
Loria, senior quarterback, fakes the handoff inside, spins himself, pushes down a defender, and he's sacked.
Great pursuit. Big number 51 for the Gloucester Fishermen. Anthony Petrilli, who's had a whale of a game tonight, broke through the defense. And again, wouldn't let go of Laurie. Got a hand on him. Laurie's done a good job throughout the evening of getting away from pursuit by the Gloucester lineman. This time, Petrilli would not let it happen. He latched on until two other defenders were able to come in and corral Laurie and bring him down. Big loss there. And again, the clock continues to not tick.
Probably have a timeout here. Timeout here, I think, called again by Classical.
Yeah, they're not ticking off the...
Two-minute warning? Could be two-minute warning, too.
Do we do a two-minute warning?
Do they do this anymore?
No.
No?
I don't think so. Not in high school.
No, okay.
Because if they were doing a two-minute warning, you would let it tick to 2 minutes or...
Well,
just on the other side when...
No, I hear
you.
It,
you know?
Yeah.
But then they haven't ticked off any of the timeouts that the teams have taken in the second half. They both show five. So... We're in a quandary. It's an enigma.
On Channel B in moments, it's Danvers and Winthrop from Dr. Deering Stadium in Danvers tonight. And then later tonight here on Channel A, radio coverage, it is Lynn English and Swampscott. And tomorrow, Wakefield playing at Beverly, 1 o'clock kickoff, high school football, weekend one. Whew, 21-19 our score.
Well, the way both teams have played this game, you know, you almost wish that you could have the ties where, you know, you walk off the field and, you know, yeah, it's like kissing your sister, but, you know, the way both teams have played, both teams have come back, you know, no one deserves to lose this game.
Now, both teams have, you know, for game one have done some nice things, that's for sure.
Yep, very sure-handed, couple of mistakes, but you're going to see that in any game.
Loria, direct snap, heaves it way down on the left side. Incomplete.
Good cover by Matt.
Oh, a flag.
That was a late flag. That was extremely late from the side judge, not the back judge, who was looking right at it. I don't know.
Melvin Nieves is the intended receiver, way down right at midfield, down on the left. Though the flag was clearly thrown down there on that play, I think. I mean,
but where he threw it.
See, the flag is right down there by over the 42.
At the 42. The pass was at the Gloucester 48. That's where the receiver and Matt Smith, the defender, were when the ball landed. And Smith waited to the last minute to put his hands up. I thought they might have called something for shielding, but the back judge, who was 5 yards away, said incomplete. And after that, the side judge, back down around the 30-yard line, threw the flag. So I don't know what he's calling. So are they saying there's a penalty? Yes, they are. They're marking off five.
Yeah, they are. But 5 or 10. So this will be a third down and still a long to go for or is it a first down? First and 10, yeah. First and 10 at the 33. Yeah, first down.
Yeah, Costa really is not happy with that call. You know, you're 30 yards away, and you throw a flag, and the other official who's nearer to the play says no foul.
Here's Loria to pass, looking over on the right side. Nieves, the intended receiver, was over his head and nearly intercepted there by Gloucester High School.
Nate Young had it. No. Matt Smith nearly had a chance. I think the ball came at him so quickly, he didn't have a chance to set himself.
Incomplete pass, second and 10. Quick pass and a stop of the clock with a minute 53 to play. It's a two-point Gloucester lead, 21-19. 21-19. Gloucester's comeback here in the fourth quarter to score, to tie, and then take the lead on a two-point conversion quarterback keeper by quarterback Nate Young. That's the difference right now in tonight's game. Game one of the season for these two clubs.
There's a penalty. Offensive lineman moved forward. He's going to try to say he was drawn off, but the defensive lineman didn't move.
The officials are talking it over.
He lined forward. Let's see. Guys are doing some strange things here. Procedure call against Glasgow. That'll back him up five. So it'll be second and 15.
1 minute, 53 seconds to play in the football game.
You know, we had a very clean first half, and then we've had some what would appear to be minor errors, but those minor errors have impacted the play and the position.
Loria wanting to pass, can't find anyone open, will run it himself,
and
will run to the sidelines.
And he got called.
And a flag is down.
Yeah, one of the offensive linemen had a hold of number 51, Anthony Petrilli, who was chasing Loria again. And clear hold of his shoulder. And the flag came in, so that's going to back him up another 10. So it'll be third and 25. So Glasgow here in this most critical juncture with 1:45 left has loaded up the pistol and begun to shoot themselves in the foot after getting a break on a interference call. And I'm not saying that because I teach in Gloucester. I'm saying the guy who made the call was 30 yards back down the field.
Yeah, but he had a look at it, Tim. I mean, where the infraction was, I mean, I know where the catch was, but where the infraction was, it was before that. So
well, I was watching him come down. I didn't see him bump or hold him.
I didn't see it at the bump or hold either.
You know, I was thinking, if anything, there was a shield, but the official right there at the play said no call.
1 minute, 45 seconds to play here. Jermaine Edward with the first score in tonight's game in the first quarter. Chris Casantari with the point after kick, making it 7-0 Gloucester. Melvin Nieves brought Glasgow back to within a point. Their kick failed. Jermaine Edward then scored from 44 yards out, making it 13-6. Their kick failed. Loria came back to tie the game with a pass to Alex Pedro, 33-yard pass play.
How is it still second and 15? They had two consecutive penalties.
Back is Laurier to pass, looking to the sidelines right. A sliding catch at the 31. Not enough yards for Classical. David Barnard with the catch, the tight end.
That's, again, it's only three, so. And again, the clock should be running unless they call timeout, because it was a completed catch in the field.
Yeah.
So why did it stop?
Well, who knows if they stopped it on the field. Lauria with the shotgun. Here's a third down and about 12 in some trouble. Grabbed down at the feet and brought down at the 26-yard line.
And let's see. Surprise, surprise. Number 51, Anthony Petrilli, who continues to have an outstanding defensive game for the Gloucester Fishermen, making the sack.
Timeout Classical. Ahead tonight here, Swampscott Lynn English, 7:30 kickoff here. It's probably going to be a little after that now. But you'll hear it here on MSO, newsports.com. So we're recapping the scoring, tied at 13. In the fourth quarter, a one-yard run by Matt Lauria, making it 19-13. The kick failed. Big interception there by Cameron Green of Classical High School on Gloucester. But the Rams cannot capitalize. And then Mark Smith scores on an 82-yard pass, catch, and run from quarterback Nate Young. The two-point conversion by Young, running to the right side, the difference in tonight's game, a two-point 21-19 lead for Gloucester. Sun's gone down. Nice gentle breeze here, cooling breeze here finally at Manning Field and Lynn on this 9th of September. Classical, one last crack here, fourth down and long. The rush is on. The pass is over the middle. It's a catch. Nieves at the 42. Short of the first down, I think.
Of the first down.
1 yard short of the first down. Unless he gets an incredible spot here. He should be
short.
Yeah, he's a yard short. That was designed to be a catch and run, and it doesn't go for Classical.
No, it was a heck of a pass and a heck of a catch, Bill. You know, you came up 1 yard short. So Classical in this game has shown themselves, Bill, that they will not be pushed around and dominated by any team in the NEC large. You know, Lynn English, Beverly, all those schools, they're going to have to be ready. Peavy, they're going to have to be ready to play Classical because they can make plays.
So the change of possession here with a minute 21 to go. Gloucester will have the football. They lead by 2 points. Just probably just get the clock going here. Fisherman coming out, and then Coach Tony Zarelli, I think, giving some other instructions from the sidelines for Gloucester, bringing his team back. Another timeout here.
He wants to make sure everybody is on the same page. Everybody knows what's going to happen.
Follow us on Twitter at MSO News Sports. Tell your friends, and also check out our website daily for the latest news and sports updates here on MSONewsSports.com. Live high school football, radio and video this fall here, plus a lot of other information during the week, exclusive interviews. Our pregame football post today with previewing all the games on the North Shore. We had 11 feature interviews, exclusive material. Check that stuff out. And, of course, we'll have results on the Friday night action as well. And tomorrow we'll be right back at it at Hurd Stadium. The Panthers, Tim, I think, open up with like four straight Saturday afternoon games at Hurd Stadium. Not a bad way if things go well for you to open up the season.
Well, certainly, I think, you know, we talked on the phone the other day about that. See how Gloucester plays this, the safety.
Put the knee down to get the clock running. Minute 14.
And, you know, for Coach Morenci, starting off his career at Beverly, like you said, if he can get some momentum and chalk up a few W's, get the crowd behind him, and there's a comfort level. They haven't played. They didn't play at Hurd last year because the stands were condemned. And now there's a new set of stands on the visitor side. There's a small press box. And I tell you, if it's a nice day tomorrow, the home side where the stands used to be is all been sodded. There are going to be a lot of people with picnic baskets,
as Tim.
Yogi
yeah.
would say, and blankets out there. It's going to be like watching old-fashioned football.
Marking off a 5-yard penalty against Gloucester here.
Probably delay a game.
Yeah, could be. They're just letting the clock run down.
Yep.
Second down here and 15. And again, quarterback Nate Young will step down and put the knee down to get the clock running.
Notice how close the referee is, one or two steps behind the quarterback, just to make sure that no defensive player decides to come flying over the line of scrimmage to try to dislodge the ball. We saw a couple of instances in that in the past.
Nice prevent refereeing. I like
yes.
that. Nice job.
A good way to put it.
And
that's it.
That'll do it.
And that's it. Again, as I mentioned, the clock failed to run at one point. Referees, as you said, had the time on the field.
21-19, our final score. Gloucester Beach Classical. Final comments just ahead here on MSONewsports.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
For team uniforms and your business's corporate apparel, choose Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South in Peabody. Why Sarkisians? It's quality. Owner Sarkis Sarkisian.
Quality is not only the type of apparel you get and the cleanliness and the professionalism that's used in making that. The quality is in the customer service that we provide from the beginning to the end of the whole process of getting you the type of apparel or uniforms that you're looking for.
Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South, Peabody, SarkisianSports.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, I can understand the confusion you may be experiencing. TV, radio, and newspapers are simply filled with replacement window advertising, all promising everything under the sun and then some. At Moynihan Lumber, we offer no gimmicks, just quality products, competitively priced, sold to you by a professional salesperson who really knows what he's talking about. That's Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plastown, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Manning Field and Lynn. Final score, 21-19. Gloucester defeats Lynn Classical in game one of the 2016 season. I guess we're correcting here with Jermaine Edward with that pass, catch, and run. The difference there. So Jermaine Edward with three touchdowns tonight for Gloucester High School. Big night for him. 21-19, the Fishermen win. Tim, some thoughts from you on the game.
Both teams can play. This was hard-nosed, old-fashioned high school football. You had some outstanding plays by key players. And it was just one outstanding run that turned the tide for Gloucester. When they had a score, they scored. Classical has, you know, they were a yard short of continuing to drive that may have won the game. They're going to be solid this year. You can tell from this game, they're going to be solid. Gloucester, they're going to be solid. So the season is on, Bill.
You got it. Stay with us now. We've got another game coming up in just a few minutes. Don't go away. Swampscott and Lynn English High School. Final score, Gloucester 21, Lynn Classical 19, here on MSONewsports.com. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns. Thanks so much for being with us.